Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We are broadcasting tonight from Deal Stadium in Carnes City, where the Owls will play their Week 9 scheduled game. I'm Jimmy Keltz, broadcasting alongside my color commentator and statistician Mark Irvin, and our sound engineer and producer Quincy Scott is back at the station tonight. The Owls come into tonight's action 3-5 on the season. The way it shook out this year was a loss in Week 1 at home, and then two consecutive wins, and then two losses, a win, and now another loss to last week at St. Mary's. And two back-to-back road games. St. Mary's obviously not that far of a trip. But, Mark, we had a nice little drive tonight getting here to Carnes City.
Oh, boy. Over the river and through the woods we went.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it was indeed. Those hills do have eyes. It was a trip down here to Deal Stadium. And tonight, the story for Carnes City has been, everybody's heard what happened with their starting quarterback, senior Mason Martin, week one of the season. Obviously, terrible story. He's been recovering ever since. And then the Carnes City season has gone very similar to Bradford. They're also 5-3 tonight. I think they have one more league win. I think their league record is 2-3. As the Owls sit 1-4. Last week of league action tonight. Next week will be the regular season finale hosting Kane. But tonight should be a game that the Owls can match up with on paper. Very similar looking. Obviously, Manitow's got a heavier ground game, whereas Bradford likes to go with the passing game a lot more. But just on paper, very similar teams.
Yeah, absolutely. The two big guys coming in are there's some running backs, a couple running backs for Carnes City that are really, they're not necessarily real big. They're not real strong. They're just hard to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting, led by Luke Kramer. He's a 6'2", 210-pound senior. He'll be in the backfield. He'll see a lot of action tonight.
Yeah, it will be interesting for sure. The last update that I got for Mason Martin, by the way, while we're on the subject here in Carnes City. Remember, Mason Martin went down week one, I believe, in the third or fourth quarter, sometime in the second half of their season opener. Terrible, terrible, devastating scene. He collapsed, had all sorts of problems, including a brain bleed, I believe. Was taken to the hospital, rushed to the hospital. And he stayed there for a few weeks, and things were touch and go for a while for Mason. Mm-hmm. And more recently, things had been steadily improving, where he had able to get through that first really rough patch. And last I knew, I don't know if it's happened yet, but last I knew, he was scheduled to be transferred to another hospital and start a rehab process. Still unconscious at the time, but responding physically to verbal cues. So obviously our thoughts and prayers all season have been with Mason Martin and the Carnes City team. Now we're here facing the Gremlins, and we'll see exactly what kind of atmosphere. Obviously very emotionally charged season, kind of a you really want a hard team to root against this year. You really want that storybook season for the Gremlins.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I believe it was earlier this week, I read a press release where Mason's mom actually passed away from cancer. So again, prayers to the family.
Yeah.
Prayers to all the Carnes City faithful down here. Our hearts are with you.
A very rough time to go through. She had been diagnosed before the accident, obviously, and just a team and a family that's been through a lot here this fall. We did talk a little bit earlier with Coach Jeff Puglio for the Coaches Show, talking about that that loss last week at St. Mary's. Again, another team that matched up well, and the game played out that way. A 28-20 loss came down to the last couple plays there. Bradford had a chance to tie it with a touchdown and 2-point conversion, end up falling just short, 28-20 final score. And there were a lot of postseason implications on that game. Now, things have changed with the loss. The goal is not gone. The goal is intact, but the road there changes and gets a little longer and tougher. So we'll shoot to the Coach's Show, where we talked about that with Coach Jeff Puglio, along with the game tonight here in Carnes City. It's the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio. Week 9 for the Owls, and we are down in Carn City. Thanks for joining me, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
So we're coming off Week 8 game, a loss to St. Mary's, final score 28-20, and looked like a very evenly matched game. Ended up losing by a single possession. How did that play out down there on the sideline, in your opinion?
Well, I was a little frustrated in the second half. We just couldn't generate any offense. They were kind of dropping back on us, so it was going to be harder to throw against. So we were hoping we'd have more success running the ball. We just weren't able to do it.
Yeah, and their run game was just as advertised. We had known about their running back, who's leading District 9 in rushing, and he was absolutely explosive. I mean, it was fun to watch. I would rather watch it against any other team. But that kid, credit to him, man, he's amazing.
Yeah, big, strong kid, runs hard, low to the ground. That's kind of how you want to run the ball. Offensive line opened some holes for him, and he was able to take advantage of it.
I don't know if you agreed, but it reminded me a little bit how the game played out, a little bit of a few games that we played last year, where we, and any time we needed a score to keep in the game, we would come up with it. We just couldn't get over that hump to tie or get ahead of St. Mary's. Were you reminded of that at all as well?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, coming into halftime, we made some breakdowns on defense in the first half. It was kind of frustrating. Just not lined up correctly, playing some guys in new positions, kind of had played into that. So, you know, I was frustrated with two of the scores that we gave up. But then the offense battled back, and we got that touchdown at the end of the half. I thought that momentum would carry us through. We just weren't able to capitalize on it. So, you know, we're still in the process of learning how to win consistently. So, you know, chalk that up to experience.
Yeah, that touchdown at the end of the first half was amazing, with Reese flushed out of the pocket, rolling, had to throw across his body. He throws a strike to Jake Franz, who comes up with the catch. I was with you on that. I thought that's what a huge momentum boost. They end up getting in the same position or a similar position there at the end of the game, needing a touchdown with less than a minute to go. Took the shot, but it wasn't quite there to end the game that way. I know we talked a lot going into the week about you know, how important it was for a playoff implication. The boys still looking. We still got eyes for that possible, you know, week 11 type game.
Yeah, I would say, and what we told them is we're kind of in the playoffs now. It's a do or die mentality. You kind of have to win out here to get to 500 to give yourself a chance. Now you can enter under 500, but it would really depend on how we're playing. So, you know, starting tonight, it's kind of really important for us to go out there and show we are a playoff caliber team.
So it doesn't change, it changes the road a little bit, but the goal is still intact. You still have that road to a playoff game. Tonight, that road is going to take you, longest road trip of the year, down to Carn City against a team that's fought a lot of adversity, obviously, since week one, with the loss of quarterback Mason Martin, who is recovering now as we speak. Since then, how has things gone for Carn City? What are you expecting to see tonight?
I think we're going to get a heavy dose of run. From what we couldn't tell, and we'd be interested to see through warm-ups, is if their backup quarterback's playing. He left the game against Brookville. It looked like a shoulder. So we weren't able to tell, you know, because it happened later in the game, if it was going to be something that held him out an extended time. And it kind of changes things. So we had to prepare for a couple different scenarios for tonight, you know, with him playing and with him not playing. So made it kind of tricky this week. It's like two different teams, but I think regardless, you're going to see them try to run the ball. They got some big backs, some powerful backs. I don't think it's anything like what we saw last week, but they are strong, and it's going to be one of those things. If we got to tackle low and wrap up and then take them to the ground with, you know, a few of us getting to that point of attack.
And that's also a good segue to, you know, when we get into this late into the season, obviously everybody's dealing with it, but we've been working through some injuries, some guys missing, some ailments, stuff like that. Anything new that's popped up since last week? Or are you just kind of in the same boat?
We're in the same boat. We lost Adam Ward, which is kind of a big hit for us.
Yeah.
Probably won't be able to play again for the rest of the season from that. Adam's an emotional player for us. He kind of brings a lot of energy to the field. So losing a kid like that, you know, on our defense and our offense, it hurts. But you know, hopefully Adam is able to come on the sideline next week and he'll be there in spirit tonight.
Yeah, hopefully he can still pose that kind of spiritual boost, maybe give the rest of the kids something to rally around, I suppose, would be the hope there. Thanks for joining me, Coach. We look forward to seeing you down there in Karn City, and enjoy the long bus ride.
Thanks. Let's go Owls.
Brantford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Brantford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Brantford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Brantford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Deal Stadium here in Karn City. That was the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio. And as you heard there, obviously a big blow to the playoff hopes of the Owls last week with the loss to St. Mary's. Really, what it comes down to now are obviously these last 2 weeks of the season, but it's also a little bit not completely in the Owls' control. It's going to have a lot to do with what Dubois looks like for weeks 9 and 10 as well. Week 9 for Dubois, I believe tonight they're going to be playing Manitow, a team that's been struggling, a team that the Owls beat as well. And week 10, memory eludes me here. But I do know that it is a little bit of a tougher, stiffer competition for week 10 for Dubois. We'll see how their season shakes out. We'll see what the scores are, exactly how the Owls do tonight here in Karn City. We'll have some impact on it. And it could come down to a possible game between the Owls and Dubois to see who goes on to face that D6 champion. We've got captains on the field right now for the coin toss. And the Owls in their all whites tonight. Karn City has won the toss and I believe is going to receive first. So again, the Owls will kick off to start the game. It's been just about every game this year, I think, or close to it.
I believe they've only taken the opening kickoff one time this year. So, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it's got to be pretty close. Pretty cool little tribute here for Mason Martin as they take his jersey out with them. The captains do take his number 2 jersey out with them to do the coin toss. So we are just about getting set for that. So it's going to be national anthem time, and then we'll be ready for kickoff. We'll get your starting lineups as best we can, presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, and we'll get this game underway. The Owls Week 9 at Karn City. Brantford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Buck of Beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Brantford.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. We're just about set to get underway tonight for Bradford Owls football. We had a little moment of silence there before the game and a nice rendition of the national anthem. The Gremlins are in their purple jerseys with gold bottoms, the Owls in all whites. Again, Carnes City will receive here to start the first quarter. And the Owls, again, just like last week, dealing with some injuries, some illnesses, some guys out, some new guys in. So we'll do our best as far as the starters go. We do know Jake Franz will have the honor of kicking off tonight to get this underway. And the eyes that we'll be looking towards for Carnes City. As you mentioned, Mark, we've got Luke Kramer in the backfield. He also shares it with Owen Higginbottom and a couple of fullbacks, Hunter Schur and Mason Bell. And we are up and underway. Franz puts a bullet down to about the 5-yard line, and it is returned here at the 20 across the 30. Heading to the 40, breaking tackles at midfield and across midfield into Owls territory, brought down right near the 49, 50-yard line.
Yeah, I believe that was Nick DeGoyer was able to finally wrap him up, but not until he got near midfield there. The returner there just found a seam and had good blocking, was able to bust it upfield pretty good for good start and field position for the Gremlins.
Yeah, Gremlins get to start out in Owls territory. It is at the 49. So we'll get a look at some of the fresh starters here, including Logan Kohler, who's had an excellent couple of games stepping up for some injured players. Here's a snap and a run right up the gut. That's going to go for a first down.
Yeah, they look more like a direct snap directly to Kramer.
I believe so, yeah.
Who is a big guy, and he just went right up the gut for a first down for the Gremlins.
So Kramer, again, we've got him listed 6'2", 210. He looks like a giant out there.
Yeah, he does. He's definitely built. Yeah, now they just swung in a new quarterback. Can't quite catch the number to get a name for us.
I believe their starting quarterback, I believe, is going to be Braden Slater. But they also had a QB get injured late last week. Either way, just marching down the field. Here's close to a 20-yard gain.
Yeah, Slater just took a snap, went off to the left-hand side of the line, down the sideline, all the way down to looks like about the 19-20-yard line there.
Yeah, and Kramer's going to come right back in. So they are just kind of keeping things fresh, bringing guys in and out, and trying to march down the field with that running game that we knew they would try to impose. First and 10 now from the 19.
Yeah, the Owls look like they're pretty loose there. Like you said, with some new guys in there, you know, picking up their assignments and their keys is going to be the trick here as the Gremlins work from right to left.
Wildcat, and it's a direct snap to Kramer. He's going to break through, and he's going to just walk in for a touchdown. Broke a couple tackles, and that was all there was to it.
Yeah, again, another play where they just hand the ball. It went right off center, right up the middle, and nobody was able to bring him down. So that's going to bring the score 6-0 here quickly in favor of the Gremlins.
So that was Luke Kramer, who, again, just basically walked right in. They're going to attempt an extra point here. Minute 15 was taken off the clock, so we've got 10:45 to go in the first. Extra point is up and has more than enough juice. Splits the uprights for a 7-0 Gremlins lead early. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
I will set to return here after the 19-yard touchdown by Luke Kramer. The Gremlins started at the 49, just marched downfield. Three plays, I think, was all it took to get into the end zone there.
Yep. Three plays, 49 yards.
And now I believe that's either Kohler or Franz will be deep to return.
Looks like Franz.
Who is it? Kind of funny, he's on opposite duties. He kicks off and returns. Talented player in his first year of varsity football. Going to bring it up at the 8 and get brought down near the 20. So the Owls there on that first drive, obviously looking at some stuff they haven't seen. There was some wildcat formation, direct snap, stuff like that. But also, I don't know if it's if the defense looked sluggish, if the offense is as powerful as three plays, 49 yards, touchdown, or if it's something of this atmosphere that they've got going on here in Carson City, some sort of mix of all three.
Either way, it didn't look real good. Didn't look like much of a promising start there for the Owls.
Not a great start. We've got quarterback Talon Reese with Jordy Thompson in the backfield. He's going to throw a screen pass out to Mike Perry. Caught and brought down for a short gain as we do our best to give you the starting offense. Brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ER18 VP Real Estate. Opposite Perry is Jake Franz. And we also believe that Kohler is starting at wide receiver. I don't have eyes on him right now.
Yep, Kohler's on the far side of the field, so on the Owl sideline as the Owls are going from left to right on your radio.
Jake Abers still starting at center. There's the snap. Quick pitch out to the left side for Jordy Thompson. Thompson is going to get a couple of yards and not much doing there. So after a gain of one, I think he's got another two on that one.
Yeah, then just a quick pitch from the shotgun formation out to Jordy, who brought it to the near sideline, the left-hand side of the line. He's just unable to get much more than a couple of yards. That's going to bring up a third and 8 for the Owls.
Lined up at the 24. If you shout out, if you see any linemen you'd like to fill in the blanks for, make sure you shout them out. Here's the snap. Reese is going to step up. Now he's got a roll out to his right side. Getting chased. Wow, a diving tackle. He's lucky to get the ball out of that one.
Yeah, he's lucky they didn't. He stayed within the tackle box there, so they couldn't call an intentional grounding. But that was a heck of a play on the linebacker from Carson City.
So we'll get another look at the offense as the punt team comes out. We'll get another look at the offense on their next possession. But that first possession was definitely brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ER18 VP Real Estate. Now, the Owls will punt it away after just 3 yards of total offense. And that punt is blocked on the ground at the 15. Carson City jumping on top of it. They have possession, and they're going to get dragged down near the 10-yard line. So the Gremlins started first possession at the 49, second possession near the 10.
Yeah, not sure who it was for Carson City. They blew right through the line, were able to get a hand on it and pick up the ball before being brought down by Andrew Giordano and I believe that was Liam Haven also in there on the tackle.
Remember, freshman punter Brody Haviland is injured. So they've got Jordy Thompson back there doing the punting duties. And obviously a kind of a key role. Special teams kind of hinges on the snap, the punt, and on a field, in the case of a field goal, the hold. You change any part of that, and you're liable to have a problem. Here is Kramer again, just plowing forward a 10-yard touchdown.
And again, I'm just handoff off to the right-hand side of the center and right into the end zone. So the Owls are going to have to figure out a way to stop that, obviously, as the Gremlins now take a 13-0 lead with 9:05 left to go.
Yeah, Kramer just an absolute steamroller here early. Rips off one big run, comes out of the game for the second play, comes right back in, 19-yard touchdown. Gremlins take over at the 10, and it's a 10-yard TD. Extra point is also good. No good. They waved it off wide left, I believe. And that will make it 13-0. Gremlins lead with 9:05 left in the first. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back again to Deal Stadium, where the Owls will return another kickoff. Already their third return of the game, as they kicked off to start the game, but their second return of the game after two touchdowns, with just 3 minutes taken off the clock. Here's a nice kick by Carn City, caught at the 1 yard line by Jake Franz. Logan Kohler, and he's going to get brought down near the 25.
Yeah, Logan had a little bit of blocking, was able to weave in and out and bring it up to about the 24, 25-yard line. So a little bit deeper for the Owls here, and I'm sure the coaches make some adjustments after what they've seen on that first offensive possession here and maybe open up the playbook a little bit.
Yeah, asked Coach a couple weeks ago, I forget which game, but it was similar to this where it was a team that, you know, we had a reasonable expectation to match up against, but went down early, and how hard it was to try to make an adjustment on the sideline before getting into the locker room. Here's one aired out to Franz. It's caught across midfield. Franz is fighting at the 35 and somehow staying on his feet. I believe he got to about the 37-yard line, so a huge catch and run for Jake Franz.
Yeah, that's the talent race we're used to seeing. Just threw an absolute dart perfectly in stride, landed it right in Jake's hands. Jake was able to run down the field before being caught, which you don't see that very often.
No.
But he wrestled off a couple defenders before they were able to bring him down all the way in the Carn City side of the field. Looks like about the 36-yard line.
So a nice, just dumped one in a bucket there to Talon Reese. Really nice throw. And it puts him within striking distance here as they're down 13-0.
Yeah, about a 40-yard gain there for the Owls.
So there's a handoff to Jordy Thompson. He's going to get wrapped up in the backfield and for a loss of about four, maybe three.
Yeah, Carn City, there was a little bit of a breakdown on the offensive line for the Owls there, and a bunch of Gremlins were able to break right through and wrap Jordy up before he was able to get anything going.
So, again, the Owls trying to make that adjustment here on the fly, and they get a real nice passing play that obviously they couldn't find on the first possession. We know kind of what the Gremlins attack is going to look like. Now we need to find the hole in the defense. Here's a delayed handoff to Jordy, and he's going to get wrapped up after short gain, still behind the line of scrimmage originally.
Yeah, but Jordy was able, again, getting hit in the backfield, able to gain a little bit of positive yardage here before being brought down. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 12 for the Owls.
Set up at the 38-yard line near the left hash mark. Kind of, obviously, you know, been a heavy year for Carn City. The atmosphere down here is pretty cool. They've got just a ton of all the cheerleaders, all the little kids down here on the sideline dancing, doing their little routine. There must be, 50 people down there?
Oh, at least, easy. And it looks like across the field there, our Owls fans have, our Owls faithful have traveled quite well.
Yeah.
Hopefully they took a different route than we did to get down here.
Surprising. the 2.5-hour drive down south. Here's a man in motion for Reese on 3rd and 12. Takes the snap. Going to drop back. Pocket's collapsing. He finds a man. It's Matthew Perry, and just off the tips of his fingers and incomplete.
Yeah, again, pocket collapsed there, so Talon had to throw that just a second before I think he was ready to, and still made a nice pass. I'm not sure Matthew Perry was expecting that ball to come his way, but still made a great attempt on it, just glanced off his fingertips. So, unfortunately, it's going to bring up a 4th and 12 for the Owls.
Went right over the middle with it, the intended throw. And, yeah, just a tad high. They will be going for it here on 4th and 12 as they're lined up at the 38-yard line in Carn City territory. Not much a punt can do for you here. And Reese is going to air one out, going for it, looking for Franz.
Oh, there's got to be a flag on that play. He tackled. Yeah. There we go.
So it's going to be a defensive pass interference inside the five-yard line where a lot of contact as Franz was going up for the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Before the ball even got there, he was on the ground. The defender just grabbed right him by the shoulder pads and pulled him right down. So
yeah, I think it was a little bit of I think they were probably freaking out a little bit, thinking he was watching a touchdown, overreacted, and got flagged there for the defensive pass interference.
That's going to bring the ball all the way down to inside the five, I believe.
It looks like they're doing half the distance.
Wow.
Yeah, which it didn't look like it was going into the end zone, but that's the ruling. So it's going to be first and 10 at the 24.
Yeah, good break for the Owls. Let's see if we can capitalize here. Talent out back there all by himself on this play.
Yeah, empty backfield for Reese. Takes the snap. Boy, unprotected rushing, and he floats one over the top to Matt Perry. It's caught.
Somehow, yeah. Talon was able to get that pass off. There was four City defenders in his face, and Matthew Perry able to haul that in. So nice play by Matthew Perry there, get some positive yardage.
Yeah, not sure what the story was on the line there, but just seemed like every defensive lineman broke right through almost immediately. Gain a 9 on that one to make it 2nd and 1 from the 14. Hard to tell exactly how long these ones are going for here on this side of the press box, but we'll do our best. Reese takes the snap, looking to his right. He's got one-on-one coverage, floats it up, and it will be incomplete.
Yeah, that was out to Logan Kohler. He went up and brought it down, but unfortunately was unable to get a foot in bounds to keep it there. But that kid still impresses me every time I get to see him play. I mean, he's got great hands, and obviously we've talked about his speed before, so I'd like to see the Owls get him more involved in the offense tonight.
Yeah, he is. He has been just a bolt of electricity every time he's had the ball here for the last couple weeks for the Owls. Also had a huge game, what was it, last week for JV?
Yeah, yep. This past Monday, he had a couple interceptions and a touchdown. Really playing well down there.
We've got split backs here for Reese on 3rd and 1. It's going to be a handoff to Jordy, I believe.
Nope, that's Logan Kohler.
Oh, it is Kohler. And he's fighting for that first down yardage, but I believe he actually came down behind the line of scrimmage.
Yes, if you notice, the rain, it just started absolutely downpouring out here, so that might hinder the Owls' air game a little bit.
The first kind of our first away game with a window. Grateful it's tonight. As we're usually kind of open and exposed here. Not the case in Carn City. Much appreciated to our hosts. They even got a heater in here for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice and toasty in here. The Owls better hurry as they're going to go for this on fourth down as the play clock clicks down to 5.
About 5 seconds to go. Reese getting everybody set. Takes the snap. Drops back. He's going to keep it running. He's got the first down yardage and gets out of bounds.
Yeah, Talon just took the ball, took a quick look, seeing all his guys recovered and took off, had a blocker. Matt Perry just threw down a nice block to spring Talon, which is, in fact, going to bring up the first down. So Talon able to bring it up off the left-hand side of the line, onto the sideline for first down yardage.
Yeah, it'll be a first and goal, I believe, from the 10-yard line. And you're right, it is... something opened up here, and it is coming down pretty heavy. Here's Reese on 1st and goal from the 10. Takes the snap, quick throw, and incomplete. A lot of contact again on Jake Franz, but that one falls incomplete.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised not to see a flag on that one. However, they got a better view than we do up there. So
I think you keep peppering Franz if... I think more often than not, you might get that flag. Got away with one there, but you keep throwing his way. And if that's the type of coverage he's going to play, I think eventually he'll pay for it. Yeah, it obviously worked out on the first.
Yeah. I noticed Nick DeGoyer, number 13, has been getting a lot of time in the backfield there, filling in and stepping up to take over a role.
Reese on 2nd and goal. And that is going to be... Jasper just tackled our guy. a short gain.
Yeah, that looked like to Eric Himes, just a quick pass, maybe a 2 yard gain, but positive yardage nonetheless.
Yeah, again, getting hard to tell inside the 10 there as we're opposite field, and I'm fighting to find your yardage. But, yeah, it does look like it was about a 2 yard gain for a third and goal from the 8. And Reese will go with double twins and takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. Trying to get to the sideline, trying to get to the end zone, dives, and it's a touchdown.
Excellent play by Talon Reese. Again, he just looked like a design play, one of the read plays where he has the option to pass or run it there, and he decided to bring it off the left-hand side of the line, got down to about the 3 with some couple gremlins in pursuit, but Talon using that tall frame he's got and diving, just touching the cone there, and then for the touchdown for the Owls. So right now, as we stand before the extra point, it's 13-6 Owls with 4:22 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, nice drive there. The Owls get a nice long passing play to get into Gremlins territory. The defensive pass interference pulls them in the red zone and work it in from there. But a great dive. Nice effort from Reese, fully extending. Here's the extra point attempt, and that is good. So it is 13-7. Just a 6-point deficit here with 4:22 to go in the first quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WR Case and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football, following an 8-yard touchdown run by Talon Reese to make it 13-7. And with that touchdown, Shane Ludwig wins a free lunch special from Toji's Substation as our first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. And you can get yourself entered all Owls football season long at either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week we draw 4 winning names, 2 from each location, assign them a quarter of that week's Owls football game, and if the Owls score during your quarter, you get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If they don't, you still win. You get the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu from Toji's Family Restaurant. Shane Ludwig, first quarter contestant. Jake Franz is lined up to kick off here as the Owls cut their deficit to 6 points. And it's going to be a squib that is going to travel all the way to the 20 somehow. And now picked up and brought back near the 33.
Yeah, it looked like Evan Whitmore with first contact there, then helped bringing him down by, looks like Jimmy Norcross was in there on the tackle. So we'll give credit to Evan Whitmore and Jimmy Norcross on the tackle for the Owls.
So still raining pretty good here at Deal Stadium, which might play a little bit more into the Gremlins' hand than the Owls with the run game, which they have just absolutely imposed on Bradford so far.
Yeah, and I noticed they got DeGolier playing safety out there, and he's pushed up closer to the line to try to block that up.
Here's another big one for another first down. So far, it's been 5 plays for 13 points and a whole lot of yards.
Yeah, again, they were able to get another first down as they took the ball, went off the left-hand side towards the away team, the Owl sideline there, and able to get first down yardage before being bumped out by Jake Frant.
So first and 10 from the 46 in Carn City territory, but approaching midfield. And here is the snap, another direct snap. Get into midfield and across, broken off the sideline, and he might have the 15-10 touchdown for Carn City, a 54-yard run.
There is some laundry on the field, though, Jimmy. They're going to be bringing that one back. I thought there was a big hold on the end of the line here. Holding against the Gremlins. I see Nick, that one coming. I thought there was going to be a flag, but either way, the running or the quarterback, excuse me, another direct snap and just came right to the home sideline, right towards us here on the right hand side of the line, and untouched for 54 yards.
But yeah.
Thankfully, again, a flag's going to help the Owls out here.
I mean, been a pretty pretty wild run game. They're almost all, or they have thus far been all direct snaps, I believe. I don't know if we've seen a handoff yet.
Just the one. Very first play of this drive is the only actual handoff we have seen.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. So the Gremlins come out of the huddle.
Looks like Josh Everett's getting some playing time in there. Good to see him. He's been playing well.
Here's another direct snap to Kramer as he approaches midfield again. First down yardage, dragged out of bounds at the 40-ish yard line in Bradford territory.
Yeah, he was able to get first down yardage, as you said, and before being drugged down by Nick DeGolier to bring. Yeah, I guess it is a first down. I thought it was pretty close there, but it's going to be first and 10 for the Gremlins on the Owls' 40-yard line.
Had a good 5 yards or so on that first down yardage. First and 10 from the 40. Had to get to, I think, the 45, 46-yard line.
They definitely keep it fresh. I mean, they're subbing guys in and out every single play that the Gremlins are.
Yeah, Kramer comes out just about every time he runs. Here's a little double reverse, and that's going to turn into not nearly as big of a gain, but another 8 yards or so.
Yeah, that was actually a heck of a play by Logan Kohler. As we said before, he's 5'6", maybe 140, and he just brought down pretty good size back. I mean, he's five. They got him listed 5'10". I'm not sure what the weight is, but excellent play by Logan Kohler on defense.
So I think that might be the first play that hasn't gone for a first down or a touchdown by Cone City.
Yes.
It goes for a gain of 7, 2nd and 3 from the 33. Kramer comes back out onto the field, so I believe all eyes will be on number 4 on this 2nd and short. It'll be a direct snap to Kramer. A little high, so he has to adjust, but he's broken right through again. And he is in for another touchdown as Logan Kohler is just behind him and can't get to him in time. So that's a 33-yard TD for Kramer, his third of the game.
Yeah, again, right up the middle. And, you know, if you're the Gremlins, why stop going right up the middle until the Owls prove they can stop it?
Yeah,
and thus
right.
far, they have not. And as you said, Kramer, they got him listed at 6'2", 210, but he looks beastly. He looks very similar to Matthew Davis from last week, actually, in stature.
Yeah, similar. Yeah, I think he might have an inch or two on Davis. And not quite as explosive speed-wise, but just big, powerful downhill runner. Fights his way through the hole there. And
yeah, that's going to bring our score 19-7 here prior to the... Looks like they're going to go for two.
They will indeed, and Kramer will run it in almost no problem.
Yeah, so that's going to bring our score to 21-7 in favor of the Gremlins with 2:56 left to go here in the first quarter down at Deal Stadium in Carnes City.
We'll see if the Owls can respond again as they did on the last drive. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football, following another Carnes City touchdown, the third for Luke Kramer, who rushes again, this time for 33 yards. And here is the ensuing kickoff as the Owls take back over, down 21-7 with 2:56 left in the first. The kick is going to bounce at about the 7-yard line into the end zone, and Kohler will let it go for a touchback.
Yeah, so the Owls are going to bring it out to the 20-yard line, so it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls from the 20 as they're working from right to left on your radio dial here. Looks like we got a couple different linemen in there. Looks like, let me grab my roster here. I believe that John Jasper they brought out on the lines. First time I've seen him tonight, or he could have been out there prior. I just haven't noticed.
Yeah, we've got some fresh faces in, as we've said, with injury, illness. Reese on first and 10 from the 20, sends a man in motion, takes the snap, got some time here. Now he's going to roll out and look to Franz, and it's going to fly right through his hands, maybe a little bit over,
yeah,
and out of bounds.
That was impressive. The line there was impressive. They really gave him a pocket. One guy was able to split through and start to come up, but Jake Avers was able to knock him right on his butt before he got to Talon to give him time. Unfortunately, they were unable to come up with it, so can bring up a second and 10 for the Owls.
Is it just me, or did that play somehow only take 1 second off the clock?
I believe it did, yes.
That is strange. Here is second and 10 for Reese. Again, back in double twins with Jordy Thompson in the backfield. Again, with a little bit of time, now rolling out to his right. Looking, slinging, and it's intended for Perry, but that, I believe, is out of bounds.
Yeah, they for sure. That was a close play there. I thought maybe he had a chance to bring it in, but unfortunately not. So that's going to bring up a third and 10 as Perry unable to bring it in.
So between a few incomplete passes and quick scoring on behalf of Carn City, we've still got another 2:45 to go in the first, already at 21-7 in this ball game.
Yeah, rain's still coming down quite steady out there. That can't make it easy on Talon.
No, not at all. Or for the receivers, for that matter. Reese sends a man in motion, and now we'll take the snap. Quick flip over the middle. It is caught, and it is to Matthew Perry, who breaks free for a first down and is brought down across the 40. So a nice 20-yard catch and run there, at least.
Yeah, that was that little jump pass, like made famous by Tim Tebow back in the Florida
days. Yeah, that's right.
And a great gain on that play by Matthew Perry, really being able to show off his speed to pick up the first down. If you remember, it was a very similar play last week that Perry took 90-plus yards and almost brought it down to the house. So great play, Owls, first and 10.
So that one does go for 20, first and 10 from the 40. And Reese keeping this drive alive with some help from Matt Perry. Takes the snap. He's going to let one go to Franz in double coverage, and it's picked off. Still on his feet. And across midfield, your defender's brought down inside the 40 in Bradford territory.
Yeah, just a jump ball, basically. There's two people covering Franz, and one of the gremlins were able to bring it down and return it all the way into Owl's territory. Looks about the 39-yard line before being brought down by Evan Whitmore.
Tell you what, that's a throw we don't often see from Talon Reese. Jump ball into double coverage like that. He's had some pretty good numbers on the season, limiting his interceptions. In fact, even of the interceptions he does have, one of them was basically just an arm punt.
Yeah.
On a fourth down. And
yeah, I believe that's only his fifth interception.
Yeah, something like
eight
that.
Eight games
yeah.
this season, yeah.
So a rare throw there. Here's the another direct snap here. And, boy, hits the sideline. Got a blocker there. There's a flag on the play. And he's run into the five, but I believe I saw a flag. Yeah, near the 20.
Yeah, he was bumped out about this four-yard line by Logan Kohler. But, again, let's see what this flag's going to be.
So if they've got it as holding from the spot of the foul, it's still going to be a positive gain, I believe.
Yeah, again, just right off the left-hand side, off tackle, off the left-hand side, the Owl sideline, and just a burst of speed, and he was upfield quick.
Yeah, that was, I believe, Zach Kelly on the carry, so spreading the ball around a little bit. And so, yes, they'll mark him down at the 30, which I think is the case. It was holding 15 yards from the spot, which was at the 15.
Yes.
First and 10, or first and 1 from the 30. Here's another direct snap, and good for a first, hits the sideline, and another touchdown for Carn City. I don't see any laundry on the field there.
Nope, that's definitely going to be in for another Gremlin score. And as we've seen...
That's your boy there.
It was.
Owen Higginbottom.
Higginbottom, yes. I was hoping we'd get to say that name tonight. Either way, Higginbottom, able to burst off a near sideline and right down completely untouched. So they're not really, they haven't thrown a ball yet. Carn City hasn't, but they've been mixing up the inside to outside runs, right to left, really have the Owls on their heels.
Haven't thrown one. They've barely even handed it off, almost completely direct snaps. This one goes wide right for the extra point, and that'll make it 27-7, a 20-point lead for the Gremlins with 1:38 to go in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Deal Stadium following another 30-yard touchdown from Carn City. This one by Owen Higginbottom and another direct snap by the Gremlins to take this one, make it a 20-point lead for KC.
Yeah, that Wildcat offense is really throwing the Owls for fits. They're just missing their blocks, missing their keys, and the Gremlins are making them pay for it. So Carn City back to kick off, and it looks like Logan Kohler deep for the Owls. Ball is in the air. Short kick. Looked like that one might go out of bounds, as it does. So that's going to be a legal procedure against the Gremlins, so it's going to give the Owls a starting field position at the 35-yard line.
I think we're back good to go here. Lost a bit of power for a minute, but I do believe... Oh, you know what? Maybe that's what that is.
The light giving us our power strip. It is, yeah.
Well, how about it? How about it? So, first and 10 from the 35 for the Owls after the illegal procedure.
Looks like Talon got the play in. Now he's changing it up a little bit based on what he's seen on the Gremlin defense. So Talon's back with just Jordy Thompson to his left-hand side. And he pushes Jordy over to his right. Talon takes a snap. Quick pass out to Kohler on the far sideline. Kohler breaks the tackle, busts up forward for about a 6-yard gain. So nice positive yards gain there for the Bradford Owls as they bring the ball up to about the 43-yard line.
All right, I think I am back in business.
You in business over there, Jimmy?
Seems to be the case anyhow, if I can find a good spot for this. All right, we'll see. No, maybe not. Maybe I'm not in business.
So it's going to be second and 4 for the Owls from the 42-yard line.
Okay, now we're good.
Because the Owls are going to switch out some different players as we see Jimmy Norcross come in and Kohler come back out on the field. So split backs for Talon.
All right, second and 3. Reese will hand off to Thompson, who's going to try to push the line, but it goes in the other direction for no gain.
Yeah, fortunately he only lost about a yard on that, so it's still going to bring up a third and four for the Owls, but still, positive territory. Maybe that quick pass, they've done that a couple times so far tonight, and it's been successful. So maybe they'll start going to that a little bit as the rain is starting to slow down a bit.
Yeah, even those quick flips right over the middle have worked more often than they haven't.
So third and four here.
Carn City bringing a blitz. And it's going to be handed off to Jordy, and he's going to come up short, well short. Another no gain for a 4th and 3.
Yeah, again, a little bit of a high snap, which didn't phase Talon much. Quick handoff over to Jordy, who went to the right-hand side and unable to gain any positive yards, but didn't lose any either. So this can bring up 4th and 4 as the Owls, as that brings the close of the first quarter with Gremlins 27, Bradford Owls 7 here at Deal Stadium. And Carn City, Pennsylvania. So.
Yeah, we'll flip the field, and the Owls will be looking at a fourth down conversion attempt, we assume, when we come back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
The Owls do indeed go with a punt here on fourth and short, and it is Jordy Thompson who bounces one to the 38-yard line back in Gremlins territory.
Yeah, Jordy showing his best punt of the game so far to get the Owls out of deep in their zone there to bring it out on the get it back on Carn City side of the field. So last few possessions, a little bit of a field position game going on here.
So the Owls now in the second quarter, down 27-7 to Carn City, whose run game thus far has been mostly unstoppable. Our second quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, before I forget, is Sue Yeager. Here's another direct snap for the Gremlins. Hitting the sideline and turning up field. Cutting back inside instead of heading out of bounds. Nice little cut there for an extra couple yards, just shy of the first.
Yeah, the Gremlins really showing off their speed again, coming off tackle all the way to the near sideline there before being brought down by Jake Franz on the sideline. So another first down for the Gremlins.
Oh, it is a first. My word.
Pretty generous spot there, I believe.
It was, I think, right on the line. Yeah, I'm not sure where he went down. I thought maybe he was going to be a yard shy. Yeah, first and 10 from the 49. And, just another direct snap, another run. It looks like Kramer's the guy that goes right up the middle. And Higginbottom tries to get to the sideline and turn up field. Fumble. This direct snap is dropped, but Higginbottom's able to jump on top of it.
Yeah, well, I figured the rain was going to come into play soon as that ball just went right through his hands. Fortunately for him, it bounced once on the ground right back up into his arms to bring up a second and 10 for the Gremlins.
Actually, I don't know if that was Higginbottom. That might have been Shearer. Hunter Shearer.
Yeah, as Kramer comes back out on the field. So when the Owls see that number four come out, they got to expect that the ball's headed his way.
Yeah, and most likely going to be right up the gut there. Yeah, he's lining up to take the snap. So they don't even mask it, really. And he's going to come right through the middle, bust out across midfield, breaking a tackle. And he's inside the 20, cuts back inside, breaks another tackle and a stiff arm as he gets into the end zone. That was an incredible run from Luke Kramer.
Super impressive. He started the run directly up the middle, bounced off a couple Owl players and one of his own blockers there, busted it outside to the near sideline, was able to break three tackles before stepping into the end zone for another score for Carn City. So first possession of the second quarter, and they score again. So that brings their score right now to 33-7 in favor of the Gremlins prior to the extra point here.
Yeah, the last 5 yards of that run were maybe the most impressive. As he cuts near the 30 or 20-yard line, instead of going out of bounds, he cuts back inside, and then he kind of waits for his defenders to make the move. It's another direct snap on a two-point conversion. That's good to make it 35-7. After he responds to the defenders, it's just shake one off the leg, break another tackle, and then the last guy is a quick stiff arm as he gets into the end zone. An incredible run from Kramer, goes for 52 yards, 35-7 with 10:17 to go in the first half. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Diehl Stadium here in Karnes City, where the Gremlins have taken a 35-7 lead following a 52-yard run from Luke Kramer, his fourth rushing touchdown of the game. Here is the ensuing kickoff, caught by Kohler inside the 10. And he's going to try to burst through the middle, and he does. He's wrapped up from behind and brought down inside the 50 as he approaches midfield near the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Kohler showing off the speed that we talk about frequently, followed his blockers, found just a tiny little seam, was able to burst through it for another 10 or 12 yards before being brought down. It looks like about the 46-yard line. So first and 10 from the 46 for your Bradford Owls.
The Owls try to respond. They scored, let's see, on their second possession of the game and have been kept out since then. Reese will take the snap. He's looking to his left. Another throw over the middle to Matthew Perry. It's caught, and Perry truck sticks on his way out of bounds for a first down.
Yeah, Perry, a guy that's never been afraid to go over the middle to catch a ball, again does so there, is able to gain about 12 or 13 yards to give the Owls a first down in Karnes City territory. So a little something going here for the Owls.
Owls trying to stay into it. Obviously, lots of atmosphere here in Karnes City. And I don't think that first quarter or the first quarter, we're still at 10 minutes here to go in the first half. That first quarter, I think, was very surprising. I don't think it's how they saw that one going.
Absolutely not. They look like make some few adjustments.
And here's Reese with a quick throw for Himes, and it's going to fall incomplete.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Himes had his feet in, but with his back to us on the far sideline there, I didn't realize until just now that the ball had popped loose. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls.
Lined up right on the 40 on the far hash mark as the Owls work from left to right. And Reese has the call coming back from the sideline. And the Owls will get back to work. Logan Kohler on the right side. Going to be a handoff to Jordy Thompson right up the middle, and he's going to go for 6 or 7 yards, it looks like. Oh, flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play. Pretty sure that's going to be a holding on the Owls.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
So we'll redo that just 10 yards back. I believe that's the first flag on the Owls tonight, though, Jimmy. That's a good sign, as they've been heavily penalized so far this year. I mean, it's steadily gotten better, but still heavily penalized.
It also kind of came in different. We really struggled with one thing, and then those would sort of clean up, and then we'd really struggle with something else.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-yard penalty. Replay of downs for a second and 20. Pushed back to midfield down, right at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, Talon looks like he switched up the play call a little bit, went back to the sidelines. He's back out now in the shotgun.
Yeah, split backs as well. As Reese awaits the snap, takes it, drops back, looking, going to step up, roll out, and tosses one to Jake Franz, who has it right near that original line of scrimmage for a gain of 9 or 10.
I think they're going to call that one incomplete.
Shucks.
They are going to call that incomplete. So,
caught on the far sideline there. I went ahead and assumed that it was caught, but obviously I can't see where his feet are from.
Sure. So, again, that's going to bring up a third and 20 now for the Owls from the 50-yard line.
And Reese will have Jordy Thompson in the backfield. He's got Kohler out wide to the right. Going to drop back. Steps up into the pocket. In a little trouble now. Rolling out to his left. Lets one go. And it's incomplete. almost intercepted, but incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like maybe a little bit of a miscommunication there between Talon and his receiver. I believe it was headed towards Jake France, and luckily the Owls weren't intercepted there, as that hit the Gremlin defender right in the chest.
Yeah, a diving effort from the Gremlins there to try to come away with their second interception of the game. Falls incomplete, brings up a 4th and 20, and Jordy Thompson will be back for the punt, trying to kick it away from the 50-yard line. And it's a pretty nice punt by Jordy. Caught, fielded at the 23, not fair caught, and found some room there on the return, coming up to the 43, 44-yard line.
Yeah, and it looked like, let's grab my stat sheet here, Jimmy Norcross was able to nudge him just enough to make him step out of bounds. So, again, Carn City starting decent field position.
Not quite to the 43, make it the 42 in Carn City territory. 1st and 10 for the Gremlins, who have really impressed with their running game thus far. Luke Kramer, 4 touchdowns. And they've also had some help from Owen Higginbottom. And I believe that's Higginbottom back there now. And it's going to be right up the middle again, breaking tackles and across for a first down, pushed out of bounds near the 37-yard line, just not able to wrap him up.
No, and again, the direct snap right up the middle, bounces it outside, and this time, though, the only difference is Jake France was able to get his hands on him, get him shoved out of bounds, so another tackle for Jake tonight.
Yeah, just breaking through and... they're getting contact there near the line of scrimmage, maybe a couple yards out, but not able to wrap them up. And that turns into another nice chunk there for Carn City. 1st and 10 from the 38. And this time it's Shearer, who again runs first down, looking towards the end zone, breaks another tackle on his way in for a touchdown, a 38-yard run from Shearer.
Yeah, Logan Kohler from his position on the line there from his backer position, it looked like, was able to, had a good angle on him, looked like he had a shot at him, but he was able to run right through Logan and into the end zone. So that's going to bring our score here from Deal Field up to 41-7 in favor of the Gremlins. Looks like they're going to go just for an extra point here.
Hunter Shearer gets his first touchdown run of the game, 38 yards. They'll attempt the point after, and this one is good to make it 42-7. Carn City leads by 35 with 8:38 to go in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. Another Gremlins touchdown, this time a 38-yarder by Hunter Shearer. 42-7 is the current lead. Here's the ensuing kickoff. It's a boot, a bounced at the 10-yard line, and out of bounds for another illegal procedure. The Owls will start at the 35.
Yeah, let's see if the Owls can make some adjustments here, as it looks like Carn City might be substituting some other guys in. The Owls looks like they're rushing in their regular starting 11, as we see.
Yeah, it's a little early to be bringing in any second team. 8:38. I know they're at the 35-point mark, which after halftime would kick in the mercy rule. We're not even close to halftime. 8:38 to go in the second quarter. Might be ill-advised to think you got this one locked away.
No, they still got some of their big guys out there. They just subbed in a couple others.
Must be they put some guys in on the kick team there. Let's see, Reese on 1st and 10 from the 35, dropping back, stepping up, wrapped up, and sacked.
But there is a flag on the ground, and I believe there is a flag there. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a roughing the passer on that. He directly led from his helmet. Wow, they're going to...
Picked it up?
Yeah, they picked the flag up, and I believe they're calling that an incomplete pass. In fact, they are calling it an incomplete pass. We see Talon moving his arm around a little bit there as he took a pretty hard hit. But
yeah, it did. Took him a second to get up, too, which we see that from Talon all the time. He not that he stays down often, but, boy, he takes some hits, and he always pops back up. And he, you know, gave himself a little breather there, came back up. Now he's in split backs for 2nd and 10 from the 35. Kohler goes in motion. Handed off to Jordy Thompson. And he's going to get some positive yardage out of it for a gain of about 5.
Yeah, Jordy just took a handoff and brought it out to the right-hand side, squeezed in through the right tackle there, and was able to come up with a 5-yard gain for the Owls. That's going to bring up 3rd and 5 from the 45.
The 40.
Is it the 40?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, the 40, yes.
Reese getting a call from the sideline. He's going to come back and join Jordy Thompson in the backfield. They've got Matt Perry out wide to the right side and Jake Franz out to the left. Split backs with Thompson and Kohler. And we've got Reese calling a timeout here for the Owls. So we'll take a tax in timeout as well. It's 42-7, Carn City lead. 7:40 to go in the first half. Taxon timeout brought to you by Taxon Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 in Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. A Taxon timeout for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Baxter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back from the tax in timeout as the Owls took one of theirs there at 3rd and 5 from the 40. Down 42-7 with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Reese is back in split backs out of the timeout. Takes the snap. Little pressure coming from Carn City, and they've got a wide open Jake Franz, who's caught it at the 40 and is across to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, and is wrapped up and out of bounds near the 10-yard line.
Yeah, heck of a catch and run by Franz there. Talon again laid a perfect pass into his hand, so Talon is deadly when he has time, and Jake able to bring it in, rush it upfield all the way down to the 10-yard line of the Gremlins. So excellent play there by the Owls.
Great read there from Franz, who sees the high safety, and Franz cuts in front of him. Reese just drops a beautiful ball in motion. And Franz is able to get underneath the secondary and turn that into a big gain as he runs across field. So first and goal from the 10. Carn City showing pressure again, and there is a flag on the snap. It's a false start on the Owls.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the Gremlins brought their linebackers in to show a little bit of pressure, but I didn't see anybody jump from up here, but obviously did, so that's going to knock the Owls back just 5 yards to the 15. So it's going to bring up 1st and 15 for the Owls from the 15-yard line. Or 1st and 15, yes.
First and goal from the 15.
Yep.
You got it.
I'm learning.
You're on it. You're all over it. 7:25 to go. And Reese, after making that really nice read and throw to Jake Franz for the first down. We'll look at a 1st and 15 with trips to his left and two receivers on his right. So empty backfield for Reese. Looks across to Himes, and it's in his hands, but he's dropped it.
Yeah, Talon had to get rid of that ball in a hurry as the left end was bearing down on him from the Gremlins, and just right off the hands of Eric Himes there, unfortunately. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and goal now from the 15.
Nobody more disappointed about that drop than Himes as he gets the hands to his head and walks off to the sideline. 2nd and 15 for Reese. Trips again to the left. This time it's a quick throw And Perry makes one miss and gets a nice little gain of 6 or 7 out of it.
Yeah, quick throw, then a quick spin move, made a guy miss before getting forward for a gain of about, well, brought down to the 9-yard line, so a 6-yard gain there for Matthew Perry.
Nice little spin move there from Perry. Put him in the washing machine spin cycle.
So third and goal for the Owls here from the 9-yard line.
6:48 on the clock. Double split backs, rather, for Reese on 3rd and 9. 3rd and goal from the 9. Takes the snap, rolling out to his right.
Come on, Logan, get there. Logan.
Still rolling. And Logan Kohler trying to get to the sideline, looking for a flag, but there's not going to be one there as that ball may have been uncatchable.
Yeah, just sailed it over his head just a little bit as Talon was rolling towards us to his right-hand side and trying to catch Kohler in the end zone. Unfortunately, it sailed, as we said, so it's going to bring up a 4th and goal from the 9-yard line now for the Owls.
So the Owls looking to find the end zone here. They'll have one more chance as they're currently down by the 35-point margin that the Gremlins would need to start the Mercy running clock rule in the second half.
Yeah, Talon gets to play as Jimmy Norcross comes in as Himes heads back to the sideline.
So Norcross will join the...
Norcross is on the line there, I believe.
Yeah, join the offensive line. High snap for Reese. He handles it. Now he's in trouble. Rolling out. Going to air one to Perry. Oh, and it's
all over him.
All of his hands. It popped right out of his hands there as the defender got one in.
I'm unsure how a flag wasn't thrown there, but wow. So as Talon was rolling out, as he was under heavy pressure, was able to somehow get a throw off towards Matthew Perry in the end zone, and Perry unable to come up with it, which it's pretty hard to catch a ball when you got a defender on your back, I can imagine. So the Owls are going to turn it over on downs as they have the Gremlins deep in their territory.
Yeah, wrapped him right up from behind on Matt Perry, and the ball is in his chest and then popped back out with the defender's hand getting in there. And as you said, yeah, turnover on downs. Luckily, deep in KC territory. Not that it's mattered all that much. Carn City's been able to run at will. I believe they've had one play that so far hasn't gone for a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah, it sounds right, yeah.
Almost all direct snaps, not really hiding much.
No, they haven't really had a true quarterback out there at all.
That's right. Yeah, and this one looks like it's going back to Luke Kramer, who's going to bust up through the middle. And, yeah, right away across the 30, and is going to get dragged down. Boy, he almost broke that one as well.
Yeah, Logan Kohler had to show off his speed to get a hold of him about the 48-yard line and knock him down as again, another first down for the Gremlins.
Yeah, that one turns into a 39-yard run by Luke Kramer. Had Logan Kohler to beat and kind of a risky. I mean, breaking that tackle, I can imagine, isn't great for the – made my legs hurt.
Hey, for sure.
But obviously, Kohler younger, faster, stronger than I am. So Luke Kramer will come back out on the sideline, and they'll run another little reverse here, broken a tackle, and wrapped up after getting across midfield and inside the 45 near the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Matthew Perry able to grab him, bring him down. So that's the second play now where that hasn't gotten for a touchdown or a first down for the Gremlins. So nice play, Matthew Perry, being able to read that, pick it up, and bring him down.
We had Zach Kelly involved in the play and for Carn City. He looked like he had his finger wrapped up, and as soon as he came back up from that, he was waving somebody to come in for him. Wonder if he re-injured that finger that he was already wearing a little splint on. Either way, it's going to be another direct snap run up the gut, and this time to more of a fullback-type runner that goes for a first down and approaching the 30-yard line to about the 32.
Yeah, again, right up the middle as they've been doing the whole game. Looks like the Owls are on to him a little bit now. Is first contact was made by Nick DeGoyer there and looked like Matthew Perry in to help him bring him down. So again, first down for the Gremlins, and they got the ball at the Owls' 32-yard line.
Yeah, started this drive at the 9 just three plays ago. That last, most recent run was from Mason Bell. So they really are, I mean, just keeping guys fresh, rotating who's going to receive this direct snap, and running right up through the line, occasionally off to the dive, just like this one. Getting to the sideline, and that one isn't going to do for much.
Now, is there some flag on the field? It looked like Eric Himes was able to make first contact for the Owls there before help from Jake Abers, and I believe Andrew Giordano bringing them down. See what this flag's going to be, Jimmy.
Now, Himes trying to make up for that drop ball, comes up with a stop there. And the flag is going to be a face mask on the Owls.
Yeah. Usually we can pick those ones out pretty good. I completely missed that one, but that's going to be, looks like a 15-yarder against the Owls.
Yeah, we're in a tough spot, too, as I'm like leaning over a table trying to see the end zone here.
Yes. I'll take this because, well, we're warm and dry.
I wouldn't trade it, that's for sure. Just tough visually once we start to get down to this side of the field. 4:20 to go with Carn City still up 42-7. There's another direct snap. I believe that's Shearer, and he's going to get wrapped up. Did he find the end zone? He's down at the 1.
Yep, they were able to bring him down at the 1. See as the pile comes up. Who was able to bring him down for the Owls? Looked like Logan Kohler made first contact.
It was almost the same type of tackle, too, as he made on Kramer. Made my legs hurt again.
Yeah, Logan, as we said, listed at 5'6", 140. He's a very strong kid, but compared to the size of a couple of the Carn City running backs, I mean, it takes everything Logan's got to bring him down. But
yeah,
he's been doing it so far, so good for you, Logan.
Using all his weight as leverage, and it has been working, as not a lot of people have come up with tackles on these run plays. Here's Kramer. He's going to walk in for a 1-yard touchdown run. It'll be his 5th of the game.
So 3:36 left to go in the first half here as the Gremlins extend their lead to 48-7 as they send out their extra point team, who so far has made all but one of his.
I think there might have been two. They went for two extra points, I believe.
Correct, yes. So holder's ready, kicker's ready. Here's the snap. The kick is up. And it is good. So that's going to make the score now 49-7 in favor of the Gremlins with 3:36 left to go here in the first half.
Yeah, so the Carn City able to get a little bit of a cushion on that 35-point lead they need at halftime to start the mercy rule. Now they turn that into a 42-point lead for a 49-7 score. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. We're watching the ensuing kickoff after the 1-yard touchdown run by Kramer. It's caught inside the 10, and Kohler's going to try to run it out past the 30, and he'll get a couple yards after that to about the 33.
Yeah, Kohler again just catches the ball inside the 10, able to bring it up to about the 30, showing his speed. I mean, he doesn't even get any resistance until he hits about the 25-yard line. So just a testament to how quick he really is. As, again, the Owls are going to take over the ball after the kickoff. There's the latest Gremlin score, so it's going to be first and 10 from the 33 for the Owls.
Maurice will get back to work here. As, boy, what a, I mean, this is not the game script that I thought we had coming for us tonight. This is a first down pass caught by Matthew Perry.
Yeah, another one of those quick passes. Previously on those quick passes, they were able to get some yards after the catch, but the Gremlins sniffed that one right out and able to bring Perry down quickly with just a 3-yard gain.
So Carn City, who, you know, had same record as the Owls, had faced quite a few common opponents, all with similar results as the Owls. But here tonight,
has scored on every offensive possession, rather quickly, I might add. Here's another throw. This one's caught by Kohler in traffic. Kohler breaks one tackle and gets across the 40-yard line into Gremlins territory to about the 37.
Yeah, did you notice that was just an absolute bullet by Talon? In between, over one defender, in between two defenders, and Kohler showing off his hands, being able to bring that one in as he runs off to the sideline. But nonetheless, the Owls now in Carson City territory at the 38-yard line. So first and 10 from the 38.
Yeah, an absolutely beautiful throw from Reese on a rope and through a needle.
Yeah, 26-yard gain for the Owls.
We've got, we've got A.J. No, we've got Matthew DeCasper entering the game. Am I seeing that right?
Yes, sir. I've been watching him down at the JV level on Monday nights, and he's a heck of a player. Somebody to watch for the Varsity Owls coming up.
This pass is batted down at the line of scrimmage for falling complete.
Yeah, DeCasper there, he may be small in stature, but he hits like a ton of bricks. I mean, I've really seen him throw down some big hits this year. And like I said, with a smaller guy as he now rushes off the field, but he's somebody we're going to be calling his name a lot over the next couple seasons. I'm almost certain of that, Jim.
He's currently trading snaps with Caden Kiesier, who comes out and lines up wide right. Reese takes the snap on second and 10, fires across the middle, and caught sliding Eric Himes for a gain of about 8, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like an 8-yard catch from Talon over to Eric Himes, so it's going to make it a manageable third down and 2 for the Owls from the 30-yard line.
Yeah, right at the 30 with 140, about 140 left in the first half. And Reese will look to convert on third here, drops back, going to go for it. Looking for Perry and, a lot of contact again by these Carn City cornerbacks. And only one time, I think, have we gotten the flag on it. That one falls incomplete.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because that's the fourth or fifth time that Carn City's defensive backs have been all over. I mean, just our last drive, there was literally a defender hanging off of Matthew Perry's back as the ball was in the air and nothing.
Yeah,
so a little confusing there.
A handful of them have happened, and a couple of them I've been fine with the no call. That one was rather blatant, but brings up fourth and 2. The Owls will go for it. Reese drops back. He's going to try a quick strike, and that one's swatted down again. He's looking for Jordy Thompson in the flat. Just needed 2 yards out of it. Jordy would have had it, but couldn't get over the hands of the defender, and that's turnover on downs.
Yep, so the Owls are going to turn the ball over. As you said, Jimmy, it's going to be first and 10 for the Gremlins from their own 30-yard line as the clock keeps ticking down. We're down to 1:23 left to go in the first half here.
So if the Gremlins end the first half here with possession, or if they score another TD here in the next 1:23, you can go ahead and lock it in. That will most definitely be in the mercy rule starting the third quarter. Here's a run on first down. This time they get to him, wrap him up for a short gain.
Yeah, that looked like DeGoyer was able to bring him down there with a little help from number 21 for the Owls, which is Caden Luco. As I'm looking out here, I don't see Evan Whitmore on the field at all. Did you happen to notice anything go on with him, Jim?
Not that I've caught yet, but now that you mention it, yeah, he's certainly not out there. I called that a short gain. It's a 5-yarder, just been short for tonight. Only the second time we've seen a second down for the Gremlins. Here's another direct snap, trying to get out to the right side. Hits the sideline and brought down just shy of the first, but it also takes the clock inside of 40 seconds, which means the Gremlins can just go ahead and hang on to this one and end the first half up by 42.
Yeah, they tried to swing the ball out to the far right-hand side, the far sideline, but Jordan Thompson was able to run down the runner and wrap him up by his legs and bring him down just shy of a first down. So it's going to be third and 1.
Nope.
But it looks like Carson City's content with 8 seconds left just to let the clock tick off into halftime. So Halftime down here at Deal Stadium in Carn City, it's 49-7 in favor of the Carn City Gremlins.
Yeah, it's been a long first half here for the Owls. Carn City had eight. They had eight possessions. Seven of them ended in a touchdown, and one of them ended here on third and one as we finish up the second quarter. So 49-7 is the Owls' deficit. They will start the second half in the mercy rule, a running clock, because they have a 35-point or more deficit. Not the way we saw this game going tonight with a team that on paper looked very similar to the Owls, but maybe a little bit of that emotion and atmosphere from Carn City, all the stuff that this team has gone through all winter long, culminating in just a tragic story this week, and currently find themselves up rallying around all of the stuff happening off the field for a big win, or a big lead, rather, over Bradford through the first half. 49-7 currently. We're going to take a break to tally up the stats. We'll come back with a scoring recap in the Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and flagship store.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football. It's time now for the Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. The Owls back in the locker rooms here at Dale Stadium in Karnes City, currently down 49-7. So the Gremlins have really just busted through in this first half. The run game has been phenomenal, unstoppable, as Karnes City has really imposed their will here over the Owls. Let's try to find our way with a quick scoring recap, as it's been obviously pretty one-sided, 49-7. The Gremlins won the toss but elected to receive first, and their first drive is just three plays, less than a minute off the clock, I believe, maybe right around a minute off the clock. It ends with Luke Kramer for a 19-yard touchdown. Extra point is good, a 7-0 lead. And then the Owls take over on their first possession. They don't get far. They try to punt it away, and the Gremlins block the punt, and they get to take over with great field possession for their second drive, which ends with another touchdown run by Kramer. This one goes for 10 yards. The field goal, though, is no good, or the point after is no good for a 13-0 lead. The Owls then do answer back on their next possession. They get a nice pass downfield from Talon Reese to Jake Franz to get into KC territory. And then Karnes City commits the defensive pass interference to bring them a little bit closer. And then finally, as we get to the 8-yard line, Talon Reese runs a nice keeper and dives to the end zone and scores an 8-yard rushing touchdown. The extra point was good to make it 13-7. However, the Gremlins didn't let up. Their next drive, again, just a short one with Luke Kramer going 33 yards for a touchdown. 2-point conversion made it 21-7. On the next Bradford possession, we had Talon Reese throwing a very rare interception for him into double coverage. And Karnes City takes over. This time they hand it off to Owen Higginbottom, who gets his first touchdown of the game, 30-yard score. Extra point was no good for a 27-7 score. Bradford takes back over. We go to the end of the first half, start of the second, and the Owls have to punt it away. Then Karnes City again takes over. It's Luke Kramer for his fourth touchdown of the game, a 52-yarder. 2-point conversion was good for a 35-7 lead. Bradford takes back over and has to punt it away again. The Gremlins' next possession is a 38-yard run, this time by Hunter Shearer, to make it 42-7. The Owls are approaching a scoring position again on their next drive, but they end up turning it over on downs. The Gremlins score from 1 yard out. Kramer with his fifth TD of the half, a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 49-7. The Owls turn over on downs again in their next possession, and Karnes City lets time run out on a 3rd-and-1 here near midfield as we get to the half with a score of 49-7. I did mention our second half contestant there for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes was Sue Yeager. With the no score by the Owls in the second, Sue wins the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. So quite a punch in the mouth, maybe multiple punches in the mouth there, Mark, for the Owls in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really showing some of the key guys that are out. Thought maybe it'd be an opportunity for some of our younger guys to step up and fill in and show off what they could really do, but so far they have been unable to do that. As I mentioned towards the end of the first half, they're mysteriously missing Evan Whitmore. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with him, if we're going to see him back out on the field. But, I mean, there has been some solid play out there for the Owls here and there. But for the most part, I mean, what do you say? I mean, they're just flat out getting beat. I mean, they've been unable to stop the run up the middle. They've been unable to stop it on either side. Carson City has yet to even attempt a pass. And as you've seen, they don't even have what you'd call a true quarterback. Right. I mean, it's been all direct snaps, like Wildcat-style offense, and they've been imposing their will and doing whatever they want, and the Owls have just been unable to stop it.
Yeah, I think they've had one play with a handoff. They've had one or two plays with multiple backs in the backfield. Other than that, it's just been a direct snap to a running back. A majority of those have been a run right up through the middle, find one of the gaps, and a handful of them have been a dive off to either side or a stretch off to either side, rather, and I think two reverses, and that's about it. They're not really disguising it, just a really strong run game, a couple, pair, two, three, four, strong, capable running backs have turned this into a very one-sided game for Carnes City. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, we'll get our first half stats. I think you also have a Frets recap for us.
I do. Tough night for Frets Thursday night, but I do have the recap.
So we'll skate through that quickly, and we'll look around the rest of District 9 to see what the scores are around the league as well. It's Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJIS.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owls Halftime Show, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. We've gone through our scoring recap to get us to 49-7 here at the half. And now Mark Irvin will put on the statistician hat and deliver us some first half stats.
All right, Jimmy, not a whole lot here, but here's what we got so far. Talon Reese tonight, 12 for 26, 185 yards, and he's pitched in with 15 yards on the ground, including that 8-yard touchdown run. Matthew Perry, 6 catches, 53 yards. Logan Kohler, 3 catches, 82 yards, and Franz with 1 catch for 40 yards. Defensively for the Owls, Kohler and Ian DeGolier have both have 4 tackles to lead the Owls so far. Okay. Thursday night, down at Frets, the Owls were down 14-0 with about a minute to go in the first half before they were able to punch the ball in and take a 14-6 score into halftime before ultimately falling on a very last play of the game, 14-13 against Brookville. For the Owls, they played one heck of a game, and it came down to a call at the end that was – questionable at best. So leading defensively for the Owls, oh, I got to grab my stat sheet. I don't hear Lucas Wallace. He had 14 rushes, 101 yards. He had a 3-yard touchdown run. Jaron had the kicked extra point. Also, let's see here. I didn't write a whole lot of this down. Mm-hmm. We have Martin Gow had 5 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble. Bentley Evans, 5 tackles. Jaron, again, had a fumble recovery as well. And that was about it down there for the Owls. So I'm not going to mention their head coach's name anymore because we're no longer friends.
I
just want to put out there, I thought maybe we'd start to be. I just don't like him.
Oh, no.
So we're going to leave him out for now. But the other coaches did a fantastic job over there.
Everyone else?
But yeah, everyone else but the head coach. So,
shucks.
But no, in all seriousness, a very, very tough game for the Owls. They were getting beat pretty good. They were getting manhandled pretty good in the first half. Coaches made some adjustments, especially defensively. They made some adjustments. They came out with a 5-man front as compared to a 4-man, and they were absolutely devastating. Throwing huge hits. I mean, they really, really stopped Brookville. It was quite impressive. And they came out fired up and ready to go. So never got their heads down. They just kept chipping away and chipping away. And I, for one, very proud. As you know, I do stats down there mm-hmm. for the Owls. It's good to see them, and it's good to see that there's some talent and some committed kids getting ready to come up here.
Yeah.
And we're going to be seeing them. We're starting to see some freshmen and sophomores get some quality time.
Seeing some
time
of them now,
here.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for not only the rest of this year. I think the rest of this game, we're going to see a little bit of a switch up. I think next week it's going to be a little bit more, a little bit funner for us up here in the booth to be able to call.
Yeah, one would assume, yeah.
And then, of course, we go into the off season. If they have an off season like they did this past season, look out next year. These Owls are going to be tough.
So the Owls back on the field here, as are the Gremlins, stretching out, getting ready for the second half. Still got a little bit of halftime left. Let me get you around District 9 here with a few scores. From what I can see, courtesy of D9and10Sports.com, Cameron County versus Otto Eldred. Cam County is up 24-0 at the half. Glendale 12, Kerwinsville 0 in the second quarter. That is us. Brookville 0, Punxsutawney 0 at the half. Still a stalemate there for Brookville and Punxsie. Central Clarion is up 49-0 over St. Mary's in the third quarter. We also have Cotter Sport over Bucktail 41-6 in the third quarter. Dubois, who we've been keeping an eye on here, as we're battling Dubois for that playoff game, is currently over Manitow 14-0 at the half. So looking like Dubois is on the right end. I'd rather be up 14-0 than down 49-7 at that point. Elk County Catholic up 17-0 over Sheffield. Smithport over Kane 14-0. Port Allegheny up 31-7 over Keystone. And Union AC Valley 16-7 over Ridgeway in the third.
Yeah, Jimmy, I just got a quick update on Evan Whitmore. As we haven't seen him much out there, especially the second quarter. Apparently, he has a right AC sprain, so they have been pulled out. So far, unaware if it's just for the half to tend to him or if it's for the game, but if he's out for the game, that's going to be a big loss for the Owls as he's their leading tackler.
Oh, so we are just about ready to hopefully we'll find Whitmore again here and he recovers quickly. We're about ready to get set for the third quarter. We'll take one more quick break just to mark the end of the Owls halftime show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering, and we'll be back to kick off the second half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
WESB Sports.
Kicking off the third quarter, Bradford Owls football. Franz is the return man, and he's going to get tripped up near the 26-yard line.
Yeah. Franz, really not a whole lot of room. He caught the ball on a bounce, tried to break it towards the center, was tripped up by the Carn City defense there. And that's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Owls. Looks like a ball is going to be spotted on the 30-yard line. So first and 10 Owls from the 30 as they work from left to right here on the screen.
The good thing for the Owls here coming out of halftime is that that rain that was really coming down there at certain points of the first half has slowed up quite a bit. In fact, I'm not sure I can see much at all coming down now. Here is a first down play by Matthew Perry, who catches one and is going to bring it for a first down near the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that's that quick pass we've been seeing that's been successful. Again, out to Perry there from Talon as he was able to turn it upfield up across the 40-yard line to bring up get a first down for the Owls, so a 10-yard gain.
A first and 10 from the 40. And Reese comes back with the play. He's going to have Norcross on his right side. First down for the Owls. Or DeGoyer, actually. Apologies. That's Nick DeGoyer back in the backfield with him. And now he is going to look to his left. Going to step up into the pocket. Might keep this one. He will. He's going to scramble out. Stiff arm on his way out of bounds for a short gain. Nice little run there from Reese.
Yeah, it looked like he had a little bit of time, but good coverage downfield by the Gremlins as Talon was able to sidestep and then in between a couple of defenders and gain looked, well, they gave him credit for about a four-yard gain there, so good positive play there for the Owls.
A nice little scramble. Turn it into a second and six at the 44-yard line. Again, the Owls are in the running clock here. The mercy rule down by 35 or more points. They're currently down by 42. Here's a quick pass. It is caught, and Perry's trying to bounce off a couple tackles here to get the first down yardage. He does. And gets across midfield as well.
Again, that quick pass off to the sideline, this time to the far sideline, and Perry able to turn it upfield for another Owls first down. And it looked like it took four or five Gremlins there to bring them down to the turf. But as we say, first and 10 Owls, they get into Gremlin territory.
They do indeed. We'll set up first and 10 for the from the 47-yard line. We've got Reese in the backfield with Nick DeGoyer, Logan Kohler, and Eric Himes on the right side. One would assume Perry and Franz on the left. Reese drops back, going to roll out to his right. Rolling all the way. He's got Perry midfield and 30, 20. Perry will walk in for a touchdown, and the Owls score quickly coming out of halftime.
Yes, a perfect Perry coming across the middle. It looked like they wanted to get the ball to him more closer to the middle of the field. However, Talon was chased out of the pocket to the near sideline here, and on the run, he was able to let it go and catch Perry about the near hash mark. Perry able to turn it upfield along the sideline, turn up the jets, and get in for an Owl score.
So Matthew Perry had a good game last week as well and had a nice strong start in the first half with limited success overall for the Owls offensively, but Perry had a lot to do with the success they did have. And now a first possession touchdown here to kick off the third quarter. Franz will come in for the extra point. And that one, barely got that one off, but he does, and it is good. It is 14 to 49. Carnes City cut into that Gremlins lead a little bit, but it is still a 35-point lead. 14 to 49 with 9:33 to go in the third. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Dale Stadium here in Carnes City as the Owls find some early third quarter success here. A 47-yard pass from Talon Reese to Matthew Perry. Jake Franz kicks the extra point, 49-14. Franz will now kick off, and it's a bullet, and it's going to shoot out of the back of the end zone. After bouncing near the 15 or so,
Yeah, and it skipped right past the deep back for the Gremlins there and into the end zone. So that's going to bring the ball out to the 20-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 Gremlins from the 20.
Yeah, went down on one knee to try to get in front of it, and it shot right by him. So the Gremlins will take over 20-yard line. We'll see if who they send out here. Obviously, Luke Kramer has been a big piece with five touchdowns in the first half.
It looks like Caden Kesey are in, filling in for Evan Whitmiller.
Here's another little reverse play, and this one's going to have room. They're across to the 30. Got a man to beat, and he's pushed out of bounds by Jake Franz just before he gets to midfield.
Yeah, again, the direct snap. Busts off to the tackle off to the near sideline here. Turns on the Jets and was a lot of green in front of him. A whole lot of greens, but Jake Franz showing his speed, able to knock him out right at midfield here.
Yeah, that is Zach Kelly for the Gremlins on that just quick little reverse. That's actually they've done that more than a traditional handoff, where it's a direct snap and then reverse to the slot receiver. Now we've got another run up the middle, and boy, Perry almost blew that one up in the backfield, but he was able to break through. He was able to hold him up enough to turn that into a short gain.
Yeah, he was able to catch him as soon as he got the ball before looks like Giordano and Josh Everett's in to bring him down after just the short gain. So little positive thoughts on defense there for the Owls.
Yeah, credit to Perry for coming in, getting some contact, holding him up a little bit. It's going to bring up a second and 8 right from midfield and in the middle of the hash marks as well. There's the snap. Going to try to come right up through the middle, and that's going to be a little bit of a gain there to make it third and about 5.
Yeah, it looked like Perry tripped him up right as he hit the line of scrimmage, and Liam Haven, was able to fall on top of him through. So another short game for the Gremlins, could bring up a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, we've only seen one other 3rd down, and it was 3rd and 1 to end the first half. So this 3rd and 5 is quite possibly the most success the Owls defense has had. Here's a pitch. And wrapped up, but broken tackles, and it's going to be almost a loss, but instead is going to turn into a very short gain, going to bring up a 4th down.
Yeah, Braylon Little burst through his defensive end spot there, almost blew that play up, 6-8 yards deep, but able to slither out of his tackle before Liam Haven brought him down. So another nice tackle by Liam. Little success here for the Owls on defense, so hopefully this builds a little momentum defensively for them, and they're able to prove to themselves that they can play with these guys and get their heads up a little bit.
Yeah, take a little something with them. Yeah, especially here in week 9. The Owls had a tough end to their season 2 years ago in Carnes City, and that probably snowballed a bit. But here week 9, they've got another game to play next week. Carnes City goes for it on 4th and is going to come up well short.
Yeah, Eric Himes able to blow that play up and knock him just a short gain. But nonetheless, Himes breaks it up, and the Gremlins turn the ball over on down. So it's going to be 1st and 10 Owls from their own 46.
That clock is going to pause just while they switch the personnel, and it'll pick back up at 6:39 to go in the 3rd quarter, as the Owls do have all the starters out here on offense again. Reese with an empty backfield. It's going to drop back and flip it over the middle. It's caught, and it's going to be a 5-yard gain there for the Owls.
Yeah, heavy pressure as soon as the ball was snapped on Talon, as he's able to again do that little jump pass, this time to DeGolier, who's able to gain 5 yards for the Owls. So bring up a 2nd and 5 for Bradford.
Yeah, right from the 50-yard line, left hash mark. Owls working from left to right on your radio. A man in motion for Reese. And here's the snap. Quick pitch out to DeGoyer. He's going to try to get to the sideline. Stiff arm, and I believe he's got a short gain, but it's going to come up a little bit, a couple yards shy of the first.
Yeah, for sure. That was a heck of a stiff arm there, and able to free himself up to gain at least, looks like 1 yard, maybe 2 for the Owls. So third down for the Owls, third and three at the 47. So a 2 yard gain there.
And now we'll see what Reese can do with third and short. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Looks like split backs will be the formation.
Yeah, Kohler back there with him.
Reese on the hard count. They don't bite. Takes the snap. Rolls out to his right. Running out of time. Splits the defenders, as he is known to do, but still gets popped and brought down for a loss.
Yeah, he took a pretty good shot there, but in typical talent fashion, pops right back up, and it looks like there's just a short loss on there. So that's going to bring up a fourth down. Looks like about six for the Owls.
Must have been some sort of brace or a wrap or something on the field that Reese just threw off to the Gremlin sideline. Not sure what that was. Yeah, fourth and seven, so a loss of four on that one. Brings them back down to the 49-yard line in Bradford territory, so it looks like
they are going to punt, in fact.
Yeah, they've got Franz in to punt it away. This one's going to be a high one, but it doesn't get too awful far. Very friendly Bradford bounce is going to take it to about the 26-yard line. So, wow, nice bounce there to bail out the punt.
Yeah, that didn't look like it got much distance in the air, but, I mean, as soon as it hit the ground, it bounced another 25 yards downfield, thankfully. So that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Gremlins from the 26-yard line of their own. So working right to left, and let's see if the defense can build on success from the last drive.
That's right. Obviously had their first true stop. There was one possession that the Gremlins didn't find the end zone in the first half, and that was when they ran out of time, held it till the end of the second quarter. But that last possession ended with a true stop and a turnover on downs. Here's first and 10 from the 26 with 4:20 to play in the third quarter. And it's going to be a run for a first down, bursting across midfield, and nobody is even close as he pulls away and scores a huge touchdown.
Yeah, that play, that good fake on that play, it fooled me even as well as it did many of the Owl defenders as Giordano took down the player that he thought had the ball, but nonetheless, the guy that did was out here on the sideline and tearing it up for streaking down for a touchdown. So right now we stand 4:07 left to go in the third quarter as the kicking team comes on. It's 55-14 in favor of the Gremlins.
Yeah, that one, by the way, went for 84 yards. And I think that was Shearer. I'm not absolutely sure. The extra point is going to be good. So the Gremlins tack on another here. It's 56-14. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports as the Gremlins score another one here with the run game. This one is an 84-yard rushing touchdown. I believe that was by Shearer again for his second. The ensuing kickoff is just about to go up. And it looks like Logan Kohler will be the deep man. He's going to try to explode through as he does. He's going to get wrapped up and brought down near the 33 or 34-yard line.
Yeah, again, another nice return by Logan Kohler there as he brought it up, and he doesn't even face anybody until around the 30-yard line. And that time he was able to bounce off a tackle and get a couple more yards for the Owls. But brought down there, looks like it about the looks to be the 34-yard line. So it's going to bring up first and 10 for the Owls from their own 34.
4:03 on the clock in the third quarter.
Jimmy, I don't think they can throw it through the window.
I thought maybe I could get one. Here's Reese looking on first and 10, rolling out to his right. There is a flag on the play, to his left, rather. The ball is tipped and goes in out of bounds, but we'll have to catch up with that laundry.
Yeah, it looked like Talon was going for Logan Kohler on the far sideline there, but unable to come up with it. There's a flag on the play, so
think they can reach up here? It'd have to be a heck of a throw.
Cheerleaders are throwing t-shirts, and Jimmy's trying to get his hands on one. But
I just think it might be good radio, you know?
Looks like it's going to be a holding penalty on the Owls there, dropping back a few yards, so that's going to bring up a replay of first down. So it's going to, looks like about first and 20 for the Owls.
Yeah, from the the 18, I believe. The pass is complete and off and running across midfield. Jake France cuts back inside. What a move by France to extend that one another 10 or 15 yards, brought down near the 25.
Yeah, an absolutely huge play for the Owls as Talon was able to catch France, as Jimmy said, streaking up the sideline, make a quick break to sidestep inside to extend a play. So the Owls going to be deep down in Gremlin territory, so it's going to bring up first and 10 for the Owls from the Gremlin 24.
Now that I got my head out here, the fresh air feels kind of good. First and 10 from the 24. As you said, Mark, here's the snap. Delayed handoff to DeGoyer. He's across for a first down and inside the 10, inside the 5, and wrapped up and brought down before he can hit the end zone.
Yeah, DeGoyer was able to get the handoff right up the middle, blast forward, break a tackle before being brought down. It looks like about the 3 yard line. So it's going to be, 3 yard line. So first and goal from the 3.
Nice run there from DeGoyer following a really nice catch and run by Franz. The clock ticks down inside of 2.5 minutes left in the third. I'll see what the Owls have for goal line situation. Split backs right now. Reese takes the snap, and it will be DeGoyer trying to push the pile, and it's not there. He's going to get forward progress. Might give him a yard, but nothing doing.
Yep, just 1 single yard. They just tried to punch it right up the gut, the Owls did, but able to stand them up for just a yard gain. So that's going to bring up a second and goal from the 2. I believe that was DeGoyer again, Jimmy, was
yeah.
it not?
Yeah, it was.
So Nick DeGoyer making the most of his opportunity to get some playing time out here on the field.
Back in split backs again. Reese takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, throws to the corner, and that is caught by Franz.
Yes, Jake Franz able to come up with the catch there in the end zone on the far sideline, but I'm not sure if you were paying attention to the pocket there, but that play was really keyed off by Jimmy Norcross. He was able to come up with a big block that gave Talon time to be able to find Reese. So touchdown, Owls, and that's going to bring it to 56-20, 1:33 left to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and we'll have our extra point. And
the Owls rushing a guy out there, so they have 11 on the field.
Yeah, that's happening on a couple extra point.
Kick is up and
I
good.
I believe that's so good. Yes, it is.
56-21 in favor of the Owls. So 1:33 left to go here in the third quarter. From Deal Stadium down in Carn City, as the Owls again are down 56-21.
Ooh, should mention right quick before we throw it away, Bryce Hayden, our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. The Owls have scored twice here in the third, but I just now remembered you. And that means you get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. 56-21, the Owls trail Carn City. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRKs and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back. Here's the ensuing kickoff after the two-yard touchdown throw. Shot right up through the middle there as the return man near the 40-yard line has got dragged down near the 39. Was about to say two-yard touchdown throw from Talon Reese to Jake Franz. I believe Paige Smith was in on the extra point attempt. She puts that through for a 56-21 score with 1:22 to go now in the third quarter.
Yeah, another bullet of a kick by...
France.
Okay, so France kicked off another bullet, and they were bringing it up to the 40 before Josh Everts laid down a pretty good hit there to bring down the returning player.
Would you call it a collision, perhaps?
Perhaps. That was the hardest one I've seen so far.
Looking for a collision in the game, presented by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Here is a stiff arm on a run from a carry I don't believe we've seen before. Ronald, well, I mean, good luck, you know?
Yeah.
Ronald Shizgiel? Shizgiel?
Well, what I can tell you for certain is it was Jace Geist for the Owls who was able to wrestle him down, but not before the Gremlins able to get on Owls territory with a first and 10 to go.
Much appreciated.
Oof.
Ooh, a little bunch up there in the backfield, but somehow Carn City's able to turn it back upfield and turn it into a positive gain. I mean, they had guys bouncing off of each other 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, somehow turned it into about a 7-yard run.
But yeah, and it looked like he had some green there. Lucky Caden Keese here for the Owls was able to bring him down, because that might have gone into the big purple rectangle down there again for the Gremlins.
Let me defend myself for a second. Here's sure. The confusion on Ronald.
Okay.
Last name. S-Z-C-Z-G-I-E-L.
Let me see that.
You take a look at that bad boy. Let me know what you think.
Ezekiel.
Sure.
Let's go with that.
You just turn those consonants into whatever you feel is necessary.
Yeah, why not? There's nobody here to stop me as we end the third quarter here down here at Dale Field in Carn City with Carn City Gremlins up 56-21 on your Bradford Owls.
Yeah, we'll flip the field here one last time, put a final 12-minute frame up on the clock. We'll stay in that mercy rule, but the Owls have cut in a little bit here. 56-21 is your score currently. Back down to that 35-point deficit after two third-quarter touchdowns by the Owls. 12 minutes to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Deal Stadium in Carn City, where the Gremlins have taken a 56-21 lead over the Owls with one frame to play, 12 minutes on the clock. It is a running clock, mercy rule, currently a 2nd and 2 at the 40. And here's a run by the Gremlins. It's good for a first down, trying to get to the sideline and drag down. There's a flag on the play. As he's brought down near the 30.
Yeah, it looks like that might be either a horse collar or a face mask against the Owls as he was brought down by Caden Luco.
Yeah, some second teamers out there now. Yeah, so... yeah, that will be, as you said, didn't see if it was a face mask or a horse collar, not sure. It was one of the two, and it's going to bring him inside the 20.
Yeah, needless to say, that's going to be 1st and 10 now for the Gremlins from the 19.
11, about 11 minutes to go in the game. A man in motion, and he will take the handoff, trying to get behind some blockers here and hit the sideline, cuts back inside and approaches the first down yardage, but is about a yard shy of it.
Yeah, he sprinted towards the far sideline there before being brought down. It looked like Tommy Langdon was in on the tackle, as well as Braden Wells for the Owls.
And that was Owen Kaufman out there for Carn City, a 9-yard gain to bring up 2nd and 1 from the 11.
Yeah, it looks like the Owls have brought in some of their younger guys, get them some experience here under the light.
Yeah, get a nice full quarter here to give them. Here's the snap and another handoff. Ooh, like a true handoff this time, right up the middle. Good for a first down.
Yeah, and Braylon Edwards wasn't fooled at all about what direction that ball was going as we got an Owl player down in the field. I can't. Izzy pops back up.
Yeah.
That looks like number 9 for the Owls.
It is.
Which is Matthew DeCasper. So. But he's popped back up and going to stay right there in the game.
First and goal from the 7 for the Gremlins. We're now inside of 10 minutes to go in this game. Again, 56-21, mercy rule in effect. Fourth quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Aspen Burton. Here's first and goal, brought down and wrapped up in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, that's Josh Everett, blowing in from his defensive, or I believe he was playing outside linebacker on that set, and able to blow that play up in the backfield for a big loss for the Gremlins, So nice play, Josh.
Who had that hit that we called a collision now? I can't remember.
Jimmy Norcross.
That's right. Thank you. Second and goal from the 11 now. Ticks inside of 9 minutes to play.
Oof.
Here's the run up the gut, and it's another stop by the Owls.
Yeah, another good side hit. That good size hit, that one again by Jace Geist for the Owls. So he's had a couple good hits throwing his name in there in the ring for collision of the game.
Yeah, I mean, before those last couple of hits there, I think the most likely candidate was Matthew Perry on an offensive play.
Right.
As he was approaching the far sideline there. Lowered a boom on his way out of bounds.
Yeah. So far, I'm sticking with Jimmy Norcross.
Yeah, Norcross
has it.
That
hit he put down was tough.
Here's a man in motion and hand it off his way as he's going to cut inside and walk into the end zone for another Carn City touchdown.
Yeah, Carn City has switched over to more of a traditional offensive set with a quarterback and traditional handoffs, and as they've had some confusion. However, on that play, none at all. As the handoff goes off to the far sideline, off to the left-hand side of the line, and he just sprinted into the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. So with 8:16 left to go, it currently stands at 62-21 in favor of the Gremlins as their extra point kicker is on the field.
Yeah, trying to see. Oh, they've got they're short a guy, so they're going to run out another Gremlin there. I was trying to see who had that touchdown for Carn City. It looks like William Kelly. Not absolutely sure on that, but it's a 7-yard touchdown run. The extra point is good for a 63-21 score. There's 8:16 left in the game. Again, 63-21. The Gremlins really running away here in the final frame. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back again. Following another Gremlins touchdown, this one a 7-yard touchdown run, we believe, from William Kelly, as the Gremlins have put in some of the younger guys, second team, as have the Owls here. 63-21 is the score with just over 8 minutes to play in the game. The ensuing kickoff here is up and away and caught near the 10. And it's going to be Kohler. And again, not touched really until after he passes the 25-yard line. It's going to be brought down near the 30.
Yeah, his speed so much, he might have to learn how to slow himself down.
Yeah, he's not giving time for the blockers.
Yeah, I mean, that time the blockers didn't even engage before he was running past them. So, again, we say it all the time, but it's really impressive to see Logan Kohler turn on the Jets. He is flat out fast. So, Needless to say, first and 10 Owls from their own 30-yard line with 8:10 left to go here in the game.
Yeah, we believe 64-21, as that's just how, you know, the math would work out. Obviously, scoreboard has it 63. Pretty sure that kick went through on the last extra point, though. Either way, big lead, 8 minutes to go, flag on the play.
Great call. Great call.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Tell him
it's a great call. Great call.
Not sure. They marked the Owls back 5 yards, but no signal from the referee at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, there was no snap. And no signal as to what exactly that was. Just a 5-yard loss. So first and 15 from the 25. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to DeGoyer. He's across the 30. Wow. And just jumps into his defender after a 7-yard gain to the 32.
Yeah, excellent play as he just took the handoff from Giordano, blasted off to the near sideline here to his left, and was able to gain 7 yards. So that's going to bring up a second 9 for the Owls.
Yeah, should mention, as you just did, the backup quarterback, Andrew Giordano, into the game here for the last 7.5 minutes. He's going to take a 2nd and 8 snap, and he's going to air one out looking for Kiesier, and he almost had it, but it rolls down his leg there. Heavy coverage from Carn City.
Again, I'm unaware how – I mean, I can understand – when both guys are looking at the ball and going for the ball. Mm-hmm. But that defender never turned, not once. And there was, again, some pretty heavy contact, but the left let him play. I mean, granted, with a score like this, it don't matter a whole lot. But
yeah. You'd like to see, you know, I'm sure Giordano, Kiesier would love to have a couple of stats on the page, some numbers, some tuds. 6:45 to play now. Giordano takes the 3rd and 8 snap, looking to his right, and trying to throw a strike across, but it is incomplete, intended for Eric Himes.
Yeah, Himes, Giordano dropped back, looking for Himes. Nice play by the defender there, able to just get his hand in time to knock that pass away. So that's going to be another incomplete pass for the Owls, which is going to bring up a 4th and 8 from their own 32. So looks like they're bringing their kick team out here, Jim.
Yeah, do believe. Apologies for my old man noise there. I do believe, Jake Franz will come in to punt it away with 6 minutes to play.
Yeah, I was bringing 11th man out on the field.
Yep, rolling out
like John Jasper.
You are correct, sir. Here's the punt. It's a nice one by Franz. Going to get dropped, muffed at the 40, but I believe he's able to jump back on top of it.
He, in fact, was able to jump back on top of it with Matthew Perry bearing down on him, able to come up with the stop. So it's going to be 1st and 10 Gremlins after a nice punt. And it looks like it's about the 40-yard line for the Gremlins on their own side of the field. So 1st and 10 for the Gremlins with 5:42 left to go here in the game.
So the Owls will head back to defense here as Carn City, I mean, really did not see this one coming, you know. Looking at this week, this matchup all week, here's a run on first down. He's going to stumble across midfield for a first and brought down near the 45-yard line in Bradford territory.
Yeah, again, Josh Everett stepping up and making the most of his playing time tonight with another tackle, and that's his 5th one so far on the night. It looked like he had a little bit of help there from Braden Wells. But first down, Gremlins from the Owls 45 on the near hash mark as Gremlins are working from left to right here.
Just probably a pretty deflating loss here for the Owls. I don't know that necessarily does the playoff hopes in. No, I'm not absolutely sure. I know it certainly is very bad for it. Here's a pitch out to the left side of Carn City. And turning upfield, gain getting inside the 40 for a gain of about 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, another big hit by the Owls over there. That time it was laid out by Braylon Austin. It looked like him. Not sure who the other one, but definitely had a little help. But a nice hit by Braylon Austin to bring him down. So that's going to be a 6 yard gain for the Gremlins. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 4.
Yeah, getting down near the 4 minute mark of the game. Again, with Dubois, they were up at the half over Manitow. So after tonight's, here's your second down going for no gain. After tonight's, if Dubois were to pull out that win, still, only a 2-possession game there at the half. Could check again to see if the Owls fall here tonight.
Yeah.
To 3-6, and Dubois would improve then to 4-5.
Yeah, that last play, just a short gain by the Gremlins, as the runner was brought down by Blake Callahan and Jace Geist for the Owls.
Here is 3rd and 4 from the 39. And, wow, don't even know where that came from. He just exploded. Nobody was even over there. He's going to walk in for a 39-yard touchdown run. Didn't see the number. Didn't even see how he got the ball.
It was, again, another direct snap to number 24, which I don't have their roster in front of me. But, again, right up the far sideline, completely untouched. Looked like most of the Owls were fooled big time on that. Most of them were headed towards the near sideline, and the ball was going to the far sideline there. So a nice deceptive play by the Gremlins. That's going to bring our score now 69-21 in favor of the Gremlins. 3:21 to go as they line up for the extra point.
Yeah, that's Owen Kaufman on the touchdown. Extra point was so high, but it does split the uprights. And it's a 70-21 lead for Carn City. The Gremlins with a massive performance tonight. Unexpected, but impressive nonetheless. 70-21, 3:21 to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WRKs and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Deal Stadium, where the Gremlins are running wild here. Currently 70-21 with another 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play. There's the ensuing kickoff after the 40-yard touchdown run from Owen Kaufman. It's going to be a touchback for the Owls.
Yeah, it's going to bring up a 1st and 10 from the Owls 20. So a little setup shop right at direct dead center middle field 20-yard line with 3 minutes 21 seconds left to go here in the game. And again, it looks like the Owls have their younger guys out there getting some playing time.
36-0 for Dubois over Manitow. Central Clarion 56-0 over St. Mary's. Cowdersport Bucktail final score 48-0 for Cowdy. ECC 24-0 over Sheffield. Smithport 14-0 over Kane. Port A 50-13 over Keystone.
Yeah, Nick Golier just took a handoff from quarterback Giordano, tried to bust up the middle for just a 1 yard gain there. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 9 now for the Owls as the clock continues to tick here from Deal Field.
Cam County gets the win over Otto Eldred, 38-8 final score. And remember, we had that scoreless tie in Punxsutawney.
Yeah.
Brookville has since taken a 14-0 lead.
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't see that one coming either.
Interesting. 2nd and 9 for the Owls. Giordano will have trips out to the left. He's got DeGoyer in the backfield with him, trying to catch the Gremlins off balance, I believe. Here's a catch by Kiesier as he breaks a few tackles and will Get a nice 14-yard gain or so, first down.
Yeah, Giordano with a quick pass out to Kiesier on the near sideline here as Kiesier took off after he caught the ball and then cut all the way across the other side of the field before finally being brought down, but not until a 14-yard gain.
Obviously, I looked up there in the last few seconds after checking the scores, but it looked like they might have been trying to catch Kern City a little. It looked like they were just kind of standing up, like they weren't ready to take the snap.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting little trick there for Giordano. Split backs here for Lucky and a nice fresh set of downs. Takes a low snap, hands it off to DeGoyer. He's across and is going to be across for the first down and approaching midfield.
Yeah, DeGoyer able to take the handoff from Giordano, bust off to the Owl sideline, far sideline from us, up the sideline for a first down for the Owls. Click button, a 14-yard gain or so for the Owls. Brought it out to the 49.
Nice run here. This last possession here for the Owls, if that's what it turns into, minute 10 to play. We'll determine what Aspen Burton is the winner of. He is our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. If the Owls score, he'll get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If the Owls don't, he'll get a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Giordano's rolling out to his right. He's going to keep it himself. Tries to go over the top, and I think he took a hit to the legs there. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind, he bounced right back up.
Yeah, I was going to say, he took a big hit, flopped him right up and over the defender that was going after him, but Giordano pops right back up as the clock keeps ticking down, now close to 30 seconds left.
So the Owls may or may not take one more final shot here, as I believe there is only a one-second differential on the play clock and game clock in favor of the play clock. So they could, and they will, just finish it there. Karn City, the Gremlins, going to come away with an absolutely massive win here after just an awful week during a season where this school and this team has been kind of gutted over and over again ever since the loss of senior quarterback Mason Martin in week one. And they are able to rally around the cause here. 70-21 is the final score. Meanwhile, the Owls, it was a very important game, and they will fall to 3-6 on the season. That's their last league game as well. Next week will be the regular season finale, senior night for the Owls. They'll be hosting Kane, the Wolves, who come in assumingly 0-9, currently 0-8, and since I still have it in front of me, Smithport was up 14-0 over Kane, so they assume to come in 0-9 on the season. Again, the Owls fall final score here against Karn City 70-21 to 3-6 on the season, and will host Kane next week for Week 10 regular season finale. Likely the season finale after the loss tonight. The likelihood of any sort of playoff game falls dramatically. So we're going to tally up the stats here and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the game, do a quick scoring recap, give you your stats, your MVP of the game presented by the Model T in Derrick City, and your collision of the game presented by the Love Toyota Collision Center. 9-11 East Main Street. Again, 70-21 Gremlins win. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service & Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM,
and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Owls postgame show on WESB Sports. We are still live from Deal Stadium here in Kern City, but not for much longer, as we're just going to wrap up the game fairly quickly. Kern City dominated here, mostly from start to finish. Had the Owls well into Mercy Rule territory before you could even start a Mercy Rule in the first half, and then just kept pouring it on. The Owls were able to put a couple touchdowns on the board and came away with a couple stops defensively there in the second half as to keep the Gremlins from scoring on literally every possession. So I think a little bit there that you salvage what you can as far as taking something with you next week. Still got another game to play. A lot of these guys obviously coming back next year looking to build on the success. For the first time in years, the Owls have a few wins under their belt. So though the loss tonight does signify quite a bit as far as any hopes of playing a game after Week 10, it also hopefully will not bring down the boys who are experiencing, a three-win year so far with a very real possibility for a fourth win in Week 10. We'll take a quick look at a scoring recap. Basically, Kern City, the run game was absolutely dominant. We knew that the run game would be their really the play. That's how they've been built, especially since Mason Martin went down in week one. Starting quarterback, senior starting quarterback. And without him, the run game was going to be the focus, the primary focus. And then last week, the second, the backup running back had gone down with an injury. So even if, that wasn't already the case, tonight we saw just direct snaps, keep some guys fresh. Luke Kramer scored 5 touchdowns in the first half. He runs for a big chunk. You bring him out, you bring in the next guy, and they've just imposed their will over the hours, particularly in the first half, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. They just showed their dominance. They were dominant on the line. I mean, they were really, really pushing the Owls backwards. And then when Evan Whitmore went out with an AC injury, that really showed how valuable he is to this defense. So Kern City able to run all over the place against the Owls there, as they showed tonight. There was a few good signs in there, here and there, for the Owls. But again, I mean, they just flat out got beat tonight, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. Both sides of the ball. I mean, I don't think the rain did them any favors there on the offense. Maybe they're able to put up a few more first half points. Went into the locker room with just a single touchdown, but yeah, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of this game or even really that much of the game script the way that Kern City was running the ball. Here's how it played out right quickly. Carn City won the kick and had first possession. That first possession started near the 49-yard line. It lasted three plays. It ends with Luke Kramer on a 19-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0. Bradford's first possession ended with a blocked punt. Went three and out, tried to punt it away. It got blocked, and the Gremlins took over with great field position. Kramer runs in his second touchdown of the game from 10 yards out to make it 13-0. Extra point was no good. Bradford then does get their first touchdown, the only touchdown of the half, as Talon Reese, a lot of work from Jake Franz gets him in close, plus defensive pass interference. And Reese, once they get to 8 yards out, runs in, dives. Really good effort there to fully extend out, just barely break the plane, and get a touchdown to make it 13-7. The Gremlins take over. Kramer again, his third TD of the game on three possessions, a 33-yard run. Two-point conversion makes it 21-7. The Owls throw an interception on their next drive, a very rare throw, a very off throw from Talon Reese. Typically very accurate and a great decision maker. Only I think we guessed his fifth interception on the season, and one of those being a full-on arm punt. But throws into double coverage. It comes down in Carn City's hands, and they take back over. This time, Owen Hegenbottom gets in the end zone from 30 yards out, 27-7. Bradford has to punt away to start the second quarter. Kramer finds the end zone again for the fourth time, 52 yards out. Two-point conversion is good, 35-7. Bradford has to punt away as they can't answer back. This time, Hunter Shearer gets involved, a 38-yard touchdown to make it 42-7. Bradford's next possession is a turnover on downs. Kramer with his fifth touchdown of the first half, this one from 1 yard out to make it 49-7, which is where we would end the first half. Coming out of the locker room, Bradford was able to get some offense going. That first drive ends with a really nice play to Matthew Perry, 47 yards, and they were finding a lot of success with just short passes right over the middle, get Perry in some space and let him work. And Perry turned that to his advantage and made the most out of it. 47-yard touchdown to make it 49-14. And then the Gremlins actually had a turnover on down. So the first time that they were actually truly stopped, ran out of time there heading into halftime, but really truly stopped here in the third quarter. And then Bradford with the ball back has to punt it away, and the Gremlins find a huge run, an 84-yard run from Shearer to make it 56-14. The next possession for Bradford is another touchdown, this time Talon Reese to Jake Franz, a 2-yard touchdown on a little play-action pass to make it 56-21. And then the Gremlins score one more time. The Gremlins score again, William Kelly, a 7-yard touchdown to make it 63-21. Bradford punts away. Owen Kaufman scores from 40 yards out to make it 70-21. That's her final score. So a lot of Gremlins running and a lot of Gremlins touchdowns. Yes. That's what I said there. That's what that was.
Yeah, we knew the run game was going to be strong when they came in, but we didn't know it was going to be this strong.
That was insane.
So with that, Jimmy, I do have some stats for the Owls.
Please do.
All right. Talon Reese, 18 for 32, 316 yards, 15 yards on the ground, including his 8-yard TD there.
Nice.
Here's a key one I'd like you to keep note of. Matthew Perry, 9 catches, 119 yards, including that 47-yard TD. Jake Franz chipping in, 3 catches, 100 yards. And also Logan Kohler, 3 catches, 82 yards. That was the offense for the Owls. Defensively for the Owls, Franz, Ian DeGolier, and Kohler, and also Josh Everett, all with 5 tackles each. Everett had 2 tackle for loss.
So, yeah.
So Josh, I mentioned him to you before because I got to see him a little bit of playing time beginning of the JV season, and that turned in a little bit more. And next thing you know, he's starting, and he's really impressive. Then next thing you see him on kickoff team.
Yeah.
And then now you've seen him starting for the Owls and making the most of his time. So very proud of Josh out there. 5 tackles again, 2 for a loss. So heck of a game, making the most of it for him. But it's about all we got for stats for the Owls
tonight. Yeah, you can keep in mind as well that of all the stats you read off, no, I don't think anybody out there played really a full game. Most of the starters came out after three quarters, and a lot of the backup obviously only played in the fourth. Might have been a couple of guys obviously out there for a lot of it, but for the most part, everybody got their numbers in limited action. That being said, one of the guys, just like Josh Everts that you mentioned, another younger guy trying to shine in his time on the field, is going to get an award tonight.
Yeah. What do you got for me?
It's going to be James Norcross.
Yeah.
James Norcross actually had probably the nicest, cleanest hit delivered by an Owl tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Right here on the near sideline, knocked that guy clean off his cleats and buried him. And he finished the tackle, too. So not only did he hit him hard, but he finished it and drove him into the ground. So excellent hit. And congratulations, Jimmy Norcross, on the Toyota collision of the game.
That's right. Toyota. Yeah, you basically called it right as soon as it happened, the collision of the game. That's sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And I think we get a first-time MVP as well. The Model T MVP of the game on the broadcast tonight will be Matthew Perry, who an absolutely monster game, 9 catches, 119 yards, plus that 47-yard touchdown catch, few tackles in there as well, just for good measure. You know, we've been seeing Perry as kind of a supplemental guy here and there, but it's really grown just about every week, has become a bigger part of the offense. Yep. Had some really nice plays last week, and tonight was a focal point. Almost every touchdown drive had something to do with Perry.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, with the Owls being this point of season, I mean, you got a lot of guys out, a lot of guys banged up, so Perry able to come in, make the catches. I think he only had one drop tonight as well. So if I looked over my book, well, he was targeted 10 times, came up with 9 catches. So
yeah.
He's really stepping into his role there.
It was right here, front corner of the end zone, the no call on the bear hug.
Yeah, the guy was literally on top of him.
Coming around from the back of him. Yeah, that would have been your other target. So Matthew Perry gets the Model T MVP of the game, sponsored obviously by the Model T restaurant on Derrick Road in Bradford. And I believe that is his first, so good for him as well. We will say a quick tip of the cap there to Talon Reese, 316 yards through the air. Another 15 yards rushing plus the touchdown. So nice game from him as well. So again, the Owls fall to Carnes City. Final score 70-21. They fall to 3-6 on the season. The regular season finale is next week. It'll be senior night for the Owls as they host Kane. For my color commentator and statistician, Mark Urban, and for my sound engineer and producer back at the station, Quincy Scott, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.